to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
A most familiar figure and face for all of you across the country here with me now. Of the original Beatles, Mr. John Lennon, will the Beatles ever reunite?
You never know. You never know. I mean, it's always in the wind. If it looked like this, it might be worth doing, right?
You did just spend the weekend with Ringo.
Yeah, and I promised him I'd mention his album Out Now, and I said I wouldn't mention my own, which is out now, too. Forget it.
Thank you very much,
John. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Right now, we've got to rejoin the Gipper.
Frank, okay, Gipper. Over to Gipper. Bye-bye.
For a me of mine.
Yes.
Where can we buy weed?
The cannabis?
Yes.
Weed!
For Buzz. Cannabis for Buzz.
Cannabis is very good, cannabis.
Cannabis for Buzz.
Cannabis for Mike
Elston. Legalization for the cannabis.
Merci.
Au revoir.
Back then, drinking usually was a source of humor, especially on the Dick Van Dyke Show. Off camera, no one recognized the problem.
I don't ever recall him not showing up. I don't ever recall him getting surly. I mean, I'm sure you'll hear this, too. At certain times at around 5 o'clock, he was verses on his script while we were having notes or something
Michael
like that.
Mira.
But it never seemed to
Michael
be an issue.
Dogs. Dogs, can you hear me, dogs? Listen to me, Anthony. I got your head in a f***ing vice. Squash your f***ing head like a grapefruit if you don't give me a name. Don't make me have to do this, please. Come on. Don't make me be a bad guy. Come on. F*** you. Mother f***er. You believe this? 2 days and nights. F*** me. F*** me, you mother f***er. My mother. Would you f***ing help me? Mother f*** you, huh? Oh, God.
Charlie M.
Charlie M?
Charlie M.
Charlie M? Ah. You make me pop your f***ing eye out of your head to protect that piece of s***. Charlie M, you dumb motherfucker! F***, you! You motherfucker! You! Frank, do him a f***ing favor.
Hey, what's up?
I'm Federal Agent Jack Bauer.
Well, you got time to talk?
But these are extraordinary circumstances.
Good. Where you at right now?
This is the last chance you've got to talk to me before I have to hurt you.
Aren't they any good?
You cannot have a normal life and do this job at the same time.
Well, I don't know. Well, I was out with the guys. You want to come out later?
What do you want me to say? I did trust to get in with these people, and I got in with them.
All right, well, we're going to be there at 11. Are you going to be there? Should I tell them?
We don't know. We just don't know.
I don't know. Well, what do you got going on this weekend?
You probably don't think that I can force this towel down your throat. But trust me, I can. All the way. Except I hold on to this one little bit here. Before your stomach starts to digest it. Pull it out, taking your stomach lining with it. Most people may take about a week to die. It's very painful.
Well, that doesn't sound like any fun. How about, come on, why don't you join us, please?
I'm tired of putting my ass on the line for nothing. I'm done putting my ass on the line for nothing.
Well, you can't really answer right now, can you?
You are not in command here.
All right. Well, what about tomorrow? What do you want to do tomorrow?
You cannot have a normal life and do this job at the same time.
Are you free?
I have killed 2 people since midnight. I have not slept for over 24 hours. So maybe you should be a little more afraid of me than you are, right?
Get off work.
Make no mistake about it. I will do what I have to do.
Well, I was thinking about hitting up happy hour. What do you think?
Why are you lying to me?
The game's on.
Yeah, I hope you can live with that.
I guess that sounds okay.
This office demands results. That's what I provide.
All right.
You have no idea how far I'm willing to go to acquire your cooperation.
5?
I hope you can live with that.
All right, 6:30.
Shut up, stupid.
All right.
Shut up!
You can bring some more. Yeah, sure.
Who are you afraid of?
All right.
You can help us stop this, please. Please.
What do you have to do that's so important?
All right.
Look, it took me a long time to understand that if you want to do this job well, you have to stay detached. If you can accept that, you'll be fine.
Why do you want to bring...
Fine. I'll do my job. You people better start doing yours.
What?
My wife and daughter almost died today. How many people that trusted you lost their life today because you were doing your job?
All right. What time again?
Your constitutional rights no longer apply.
Okay. Are you sure you want to do that?
I'm Federal Agent Jack Bauer.
Fine. All right.
We don't know. We just don't know.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
What are you talking about?
Federal Agent Jack Bauer.
Unfortunately, the cost is pants down when Carla walks in. The song's called Feel So Good, Naughty by Nature.
Oh, with my kitty cat, with my...
Take 3.
D-O-double-N-Y...
Hold on a second there.
Hold on there.
You know, much as I'd love to blame...
Kong!
Right.
The eighth wonder of the world!
Nope, that was simply too many tapes going at the same time.
Well, you know, the audience did not hear. We were all applauding that little vignette with Jack Bauer. That was wonderful.
If you try to shoot me, I will have to shoot you back, and I promise I won't miss.
That was wonderful keyboarding.
You cannot have a normal life and do this job at the same time.
Who are you?
I'm Federal Agent Jack Bauer.
Okay, all right.
Shut up, stupid.
Okay, and now, here's the open for today's show, which is supplied by listener Donnie Sellon.
Hey, you. What's going on?
Well, that's obviously
that's
the right
fake
one.
Phone call.
Shut up!
Jack, there's no need to be uptight about that. Right, calm down.
Let me see if I can find it.
Hey, you.
It's got to be around here somewhere.
Hey, what are you doing?
19.
Ah. Well, can you come with us?
I'm Federal Agent Jack Bauer.
Okay.
Hi, Jack.
Here we go.
Hey, you. What's going on?
That's the thing, chick.
Well, that's good.
Hey, slut.
This office demands results. That's what I provide.
I don't know. I was just wondering what you were up to.
What the Air Force One just hit?
Oh, no.
Well, I'm going out later. You should
come. You picked the wrong person to lie to.
Oh, he's so upset.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Hold on a second. 23, 22, 22, 22, 22. Golly. God damn it.
We're going to... This is the opening of the show.
Yeah. I'm just trying to find which machine and which cut.
So many.
That was kind of a combination of... You know, always try to catch myself. Golly, God damn it. You get some extra points for that, right?
This is the last chance you've got to talk to me before I have to hurt you.
Also be a wonderful name for a children's character.
Yeah, it also sounds like you could be in a Broadway musical.
Golly, God damn it.
And golly, God damn it, we're all here today.
And now the open to the show.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
That's not it.
No?
That sounded good, though, to start the show with.
Sounded right.
We had played that one already.
Oh. Golly, God damn it! What's going on?
Oh, no.
I have killed 2 people since midnight. I have not slept for over 24 hours.
Yeah.
So maybe...
I'm not afraid of you.
Maybe you should be a little more afraid of me than you are right now.
I'm not.
Who are you?
I'm Federal Agent Jack Bauer.
Oh, well, golly, God damn it. How about that?
What have you done?
Nothing. I'm just sitting here waiting for the show to start.
Who are you afraid of?
I'm afraid of everybody.
What do you want me to say?
Stop yelling.
I did trust to get in with these people, and I got in with them.
All right, that's okay. No
sweat. Make a sound, and I will blow your brains out.
What?
The windshield.
I don't have a windshield. It's a window.
I don't believe this.
What? What am I doing?
Shut up!
Don't tell me to shut up. Now you're
shut up, no, stupid.
Hey, now I'm mad at you.
This will help you with the pain.
What?
This will help you with the pain.
Fate.
I don't care.
But these are extraordinary circumstances.
It's every thing of
this. Listen, everybody. What? This is our time. Get it right.
Oh, don't lecture me.
Let's go to adventure.
I want to John and Mike, but I want to all of you. And I didn't travel 3,000 miles to watch you. Incidentally, Don and Mike, I think you're on the ring.
You know, I'm sorry. Again, not the one that was selected before.
That's
the
not
show.
The number one choice?
No, I mean...
All right.
I want to make sure that we don't play the cuts that we've already played.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number 11 was indicated.
You know what cut play? I always prefer?
What's that?
Cut one.
So you're loving that one.
Today. I am loving that one.
If you say one wrong word, I will kill you.
Shut up, Jack. I have scallops.
Shut up, stupid.
For lunch.
Shut up, Jack. Scallops for
Little
lunch.
Friends, Jim Nance at the 18th Tower. Welcome.
Jim, how are you, baby? Jack Bauer's here. Don's here. Rob's here. We're all here.
I have killed two people since midnight.
We're all here together.
I have not slept for over 24 hours. So maybe.
Yeah, I'm not afraid of you.
Maybe you should be a little more afraid
really?
Of me
okay.
than you are right now.
I'm not.
Don't you ever come into my office and talk to me like that again. Do you understand me?
Ooh, big man.
Stay where you are. Everything's going to be fine.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You. What do you want me to say? We don't know.
Wait,
we just don't
down.
Know.
Calm down.
Here we go.
DJ COWNY. Right now it's half past the hour and about 70 degrees in Madison, Wisconsin.
Is this the right one?
I think so. Is that the beginning of it?
I think so.
Or did it like jump to the like middle part?
No. Is this the one that was selected? Because it starts like with a guy pretending to be a DJ, right?
It's the fake air check.
Yeah. Is that the one you want?
I'm really glad I took the time.
You did come in.
Ladies and gentlemen,
sure the show starts. You come in early.
Smoothly.
You actually like give things a dry run. Right. You give it a test. But you didn't give that a test. You gave the whole. You did a better job on the Jack Bauer stuff than you did.
Try to shoot me. I will have to shoot you back, and I promise I won't miss.
In rehearsal.
In rehearsal. All right, now here's the show open, I think.
DJ COWNY. Right now it's half past the hour and about 70 degrees in Madison, Wisconsin. Well, I'll send the song out to John Geronimo, wondering if he's had any of his friends around this school recently. My AC's out and my little brats have a tennis goal. Song is called Neighbor by Ugly Kid Joe.
Take two.
COWNY, Leonard Clash in Madison, Wisconsin. Like to send a song out to Michael Mara. Unfortunately, he was caught his pants down when Carla walks in. Song's called Feel So Good, Naughty by Nature.
Take three.
D-O-N-N-Y. Right now, 69 degrees in the mad town. Wanted to send the song off to Buzz Burbank. Speaking of spousal and drug abuse, here's James Brown with This Is a Man's World. This is a man's world.
Take four.
Want to remind everybody to bid with confidence at the Rob Speed Wax store on eBay. Speaking of Jews, here's Jewel with Save Your Soul.
Take five.
If I can't work with Michael Merrill Week, sponsored by the Arnger Foundation. Hey, Joe, if you're listening, I wish you knew how replaceable you were. Speaking of I Wish, it's I Wish by Stevie Wonder, our favorite little blind musician.
Take six.
Midnight in Madison, Wisconsin, 68 degrees, and you are here with COWNY. I would like to dedicate this song to John Norman, a man who knows his job inside and out, like he knows his women, even on a squeaky ass chair. This is the Bee Gees with Love You Inside Out.
I'm sorry, you're not what we're looking for. Ladies and gentlemen, the Don and Mike Show.
Go on, make a fool out of yourself.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. All right, there you go. That was the one that was pre-selected today.
I'm going to give that one a round of applause. We haven't heard that one in its entirety. That's great.
I hope I got the name right. Donnie. Tell on and now, sing our name.
Donnie Mike Show.
Thank you, GM Singers.
Hello.
Hey, speaking of spousal abuse.
When I was a little girl.
I can see now. I'll send this one out to my buddy Rob Spiewak. Yeah. Hit it hard.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello.
Oh, hi there.
Hi there.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Oh, look out! Sit down!
Who he?
That was Tony Soprano, actually.
Hello.
Here's Julia.
Hello.
And there's Jerry.
Ta-da!
Mentally retarded.
I just have to be wearing my I Like Ike button today. He's a great man, Don.
I Like Ike.
A great man. He's been married like a dozen times. How's your
Tina Turner wife?
How's your porno book? And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Mathau, and all the ships at sea. Experts at doing the toilet facility, yeah. Don Geronimo, and it's Mike O'Mara.
Thank
there
you.
He is.
Thank you. Yes. As you can tell by the smell. This is the Don and Mike Show, and it's a brand new episode, everybody, on this Thursday, 08-17-06.
I got a Mike Buzz Burbank here.
Hi there, Buzz. Now, listen, there's lots of ways you can contact us, but the best is through the telephone. One number, 24 lines, no waiting from America and Canada. 877-365-3636. The show is also available on the internet. Go to our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Click on Listen Live. You want to send us an email during the show?
That's right.
Neo-Nazi/chemo patient John Norman.
Fresh off his haircut.
He's here to tell you that head lice is not a problem.
No, not at all.
Yanni is back there operating. He's got the skinhead look. Operating our computers back there. You can email us anytime during the show. Email at DonandMikeWebsite.com. And the company, they're really behind you around here. Now the latest hoop that they would like us to jump through.
Yep.
Is to inflate the podcast number. Because when the show was originally offered on iTunes about 4 months ago, they sent out these incredible press releases throughout the company saying, look at this little show, the Don and Mike Show. Out of all the offerings on podcasts at the time, we were number one, number two, and number three among talk radio.
Right.
Well, since then, we've fallen off the face of the earth because there had been no new material available. If you were on iPod, if you were on the iTunes, you wouldn't get dick.
Yeah, we weren't freshening it.
Well, now they fixed it.
Yay. It's all better.
And it's free.
They fixed it.
Good.
And, of course, they talked to their emissary, and he might as well be joined at the hip with management, Bobo Spiewak Kong.
Kong! The eighth wonder of the world!
I love the management.
And they you.
And what is it that they said that is so incredibly important about this iPod thing?
I'm curious.
Let's drive the numbers up. Hit the fact that we have new iPod broadcasts up there. iTunes. What do you call them? Podcasts. Kids love them.
Podcasts. Now, this for what purpose is this? Yeah. Just out of curiosity. Are they making any money on it?
Gotcha. Yeah.
So I thought it was free, though.
It is, but they're going to find a way. They're going to find a way.
Are they setting a trap?
You may hear
it. I'd like to warn our listeners if they're setting a trap.
There's no trap. It couldn't be safer.
I really don't think they're setting a trap. I do think what they are looking for is any success story at this point in this company. At all that they can. And even if they can go out and say they've got a stupid show that has a lot of the people who listen on the podcast.
So this is a PR thing.
I believe so.
In public relations.
Because wasn't part of the behind-the-scenes scuttlebutt that I heard that it was very important internally in the company, that Penn Jillette show, which is a fine one-hour show, that be always in the top two or three on podcasts. That was a priority with the company.
Mm-hmm. All I know is we got all our new toys right before the company turned off the electricity. It's pretty terrific. We really lucked out, man.
You know, we had the podcast up and going. And we were fine with it, and then they lagged behind, they being whoever it is that between us getting it out and getting it on iTunes, and then, like, all of a sudden, we get this summons from above, you know, boy, you really got to hit that podcast, hit that hard.
Yeah.
Hit that thing hard.
We get a lot of summonses from above.
Hit that thing good and hard. Hit it just like Ike would hit Tina.
Right.
Hit it just like Rob would hit Carrie.
I love Ike Turner.
Hit it hard. Hit it hard. So, speaking of Rob Spiewak.
Oh, no.
As you know, Mike, I think he's got it covered today.
Oh, good.
We do, in fact, have a date, a time, and a place.
Thank God.
For our next thank you for listening. We really suck in the ratings party. We're up to number 4 in the overall Arbitron ratings now. We'd love to have you come by and say hi and see our all-new Reno-style show.
Yes, and we're all waiting. We're all very excited because we heard it was going to be in Rockville.
Yes, in Rockville, Maryland. Robbie.
You want to do this now? Okay. Don and Mike, hit the pike.
You're a goddamn genius.
Good. Don and Mike, Reno-styled show, Wednesday, August 30th, 8 p.m.
Did you say Reno-styled? Did you put a D on the end of that?
I think you did.
I did.
It's not right.
It's not.
I mean, it's Reno-style. Reno-style,
as in Las Vegas-style gambling.
Right. Like old-style beer.
Las Vegas-style show.
Right.
I like beer.
Yesterday, we had our hair styled.
I see.
It's a Reno-style show.
A Reno-style show at...
Yes?
Hooters of Rockville Pike.
Hey!
So come on out. We'll meet. We'll greet. And we'll change your life.
Oh, that's a nice surprise.
We like Hooters.
Yeah.
We love Hooters.
And that'll be a wonderful surprise for the patrons who might be enjoying a meal.
Right.
You know, to hear some of the saucy dialogue.
You know, it doesn't bother me now.
I think it'll be fine.
That's... You know, we have a little history with that joint. When we were up in New York, we used to pop in for lunch all the time.
I tried to get it someplace closer to the studio.
I know, we could walk.
I know, we really could.
Lazy man's factor.
And we might have to.
It's less than 2 weeks away.
Good.
And we'll have that information on our website as well. See you at Hooters in Classic Rockville, Maryland, Wednesday. It's the 30th of August.
Yes, you know what's funny? That's the day we're doing our fantasy draft. So we will have
then I have
started.
A question. I have a question.
Then we have to get a car.
What is the closest hotel to Hooters?
I don't know, but I will tell you in the next break.
Okay, very good. And you know what? No, you know what? I'm going to do what I always do. I'm going to bring my tent. Yes.
Maybe you could stay at a nice Crown Plaza Holiday Inn on Rockville Pike.
Is that place still here? Or did they change it?
I don't know, Jackson.
we used to stay. Do you remember when we did the show from there?
Yeah.
And we did the show on Friday,
on Friday the 13th.
And we got in so much trouble.
Yeah. We were breaking
mirrors at 6 o'clock in the morning.
We were in the middle of this hotel that had this gigantic atrium area.
Yeah, they're still here.
And we were out there because Mike and I were just hungover as hell.
Yeah.
We had done what at that time was like a Las Vegas style show at this little bar in the hotel, and we got plenty wasted and went to bed like at 4 o'clock in the morning and woke up the next morning and we're just, you know, angry and cantankerous and it was Friday the 13th and we started breaking mirrors.
Yeah, we were making all sorts. It wasn't just the mirrors, the fact that the volume of our show in those days was just screaming. We had it coming through speakers and check this out. Some of the guests didn't like the noise in the atrium reverberating through the atrium at 6 o'clock in the morning.
It's not about.
I truly was unlucky for that.
What a great night.
So wow.
It's great that we have a date for the next party. We'll see you there. Come on out. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
How do you do it? We're doing great, thank you.
It is fantastic to hear you guys on the phone. You're not on the air down here anymore in Virginia Beach. But I heard you talking about the podcast and the way that they make money off of that. They do an advertisement before you get to hear the clip of the show.
Yes. Oh, is that how CBS is doing it?
Well, commercial.
Well, good for CBS.
Now, see, that makes sense to me now.
Good for CBS, so that would be why they're pushing it.
Yeah, get the little here I was thinking on. They just wanted to, you know, give the show good PR. How foolish of me.
No. Get the commercials out there, Mike.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're doing very well, thank you.
You guys are the radio gods.
Right. Thank you. Thank you. Drink the Kool-Aid. That's the new motto.
Drink the Kool-Aid.
Drink the Kool-Aid. Drink it down.
Okay. I love Kool-Aid, man. Anyway, I'm calling from Buzz's hometown of Wichita, Kansas.
You know, hold on. Let me just stop for a second. Side bit. I'm going to turn the mics off for a second.
Okay.
I hate to profile our listeners.
Okay.
Do you think he even understands the Kool-Aid reference?
I'm gonna take a real gamble and say he does.
Okay, this is just between Mike and I. I say he does not.
Okay, let's see.
Hey, friend.
Yes.
Okay, we're back.
All right.
A moment ago, when I asked you to enjoy some Kool-Aid.
Yes.
And you said you would love some Kool-Aid.
And you laughed.
Sure.
And you laughed. Why is that funny?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well. Rule number one to you young broadcasters. Know your audience.
I wish I did better.
The man's name is Jim Jones.
He will fascinate you. And a lot of people died.
He had a hold over people.
Do you know who Jim Jones was?
Yes, I do. Yes,
who,
I do.
Who was Jim Jones?
That was the Reverend in Guyana that did the mass suicide with Kool-Aid.
But you didn't understand the Kool-Aid reference.
Because remember,
yeah, no, I did.
They all
he's retracting.
They all blindly followed him as we wish our listeners would.
Exactly.
And at the moment of when he said it's time to check out and let's go to the spaceship, they all drank their Kool-Aid.
But when Don made the reference, you didn't understand what he was talking about.
No, I did understand it, and I still laughed because it was funny. I agree.
Hold on a second.
Now, that's not fair because you just said no.
You are contradicting yourself. Moments ago, you said you did not understand. He seems
I didn't understand what the quip was.
Mike and I had.
Now, he does know. I will accept the fact that he knows who Jim Jones is. We asked him specifically, and he explained it. But then, when you asked him just the Kool-Aid reference, he didn't know what you were joking about.
Well, no, I didn't understand why you questioned why I laughed. Because it was funny, so that
why did you, then let me ask you, why did you laugh?
Because it was funny.
What was funny?
The reference to Jim Jones and the Kool-Aid. Right. I think your listeners would follow you out the edge of the cliff.
I think I won that bet.
I think everybody won. I could not claim victory in that bet.
Fat ass, what can we do for you?
Hey, what I called for was, you guys were just talking about the iTunes store. I was on there less than an hour ago writing a review of your show, and the last thing that was listed was about 3 months old. So I am getting current updates, though, because I am a subscriber, and I get the updates, but they're not listed on the Don and Mike portion of the iTunes store. Okay. So I don't know what's going on.
I vaguely understand what this guy's talking about. If you go to iTunes, unless you're already subscribing, like when I turned it on this morning, it immediately says downloading whatever the segment was from yesterday, and it immediately downloads it. But I get what this guy is saying, that if you go and you look and you see, oh, what episodes are there, it shows stuff like from April.
You're right. If you are subscribed, you will get the current stuff. But...
All right.
Thanks, badass.
Good to know.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Simply follow the instructions on the front page of Don and Mike website.
That call is a lot of work.
Don and Mike show.
You tired?
Yeah. It's a big bucket of okay. Hello there.
I am blindly following you guys.
Thanks.
Because I am blind. However,
you sound blind.
Let's go back to...
How you doing, cripple?
How you doing? Let's cut them guys off again. Like the old days.
What are you saying? Excuse me.
I believe what he's asking for is the...
Are you bluffing?
No, Mike, I believe... I believe what he's asking for is that we stop allowing people to ask how you doing.
Okay.
Sometimes it gets on our nerves. Well, can I just tell you...
Are you throwing us a curve?
Is there any problem with the internet?
No, listen, maybe those people...
Do you have a lot of ambition?
Okay.
Maybe those people call up and they ask, how's it going?
Filled with fury.
Maybe those people, they call up and they say, how's it going? Because when they go outside, they can see things.
Oh, that's so nakedly cruel, but funny at the same time.
Funny because it's true.
And here I am just making the blind jokes all over the place. Blind fury, blind ambition.
Maybe he's from Venice.
What's that?
Sir? Sir?
No. Sir? No. That's where we draw the line, apparently.
Welcome to Blinds R Us.
Blinds to go.
Maybe you could call us next day. You're not answering. Come on, banter with
up.
Us. Oh, he hung up?
He hung up.
All right.
Blind leading the blind.
He's not like Blind Glenn.
No, he's not. Absolutely not.
Do we?
You know, Blind Glenn, that was a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
On God's part.
Yeah.
You know, that last guy, on purpose.
Yes.
100%
on purpose.
On purpose.
God on purpose.
God on purpose. Right. Send him. Yeah, you know what? Take it away. Mm-hmm. Take the eyes away.
Right.
Hello, Dynamite Show. I'm waiting for my eyes to fall out any moment.
No.
Because I'm working on the same philosophy. Then eventually you do enough stuff that God will say, like, oh, okay, you know, enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Is it
going to
fall out?
Yeah. You like seeing? guess what? Boing, boing, like two ping pong balls.
That's why I vote Republican. God on purpose, GOP.
Hello. You are on the air.
That's so nakedly cruel, but funny at the same time.
You are listening to the radio.
And here I am just making the blind jokes all over the place.
Fat ass.
Blind fury, blind
fat ass. Hello.
What's that?
See, now is when the blind guy would want us probably
get it.
Screaming out. You don't get what? Hello?
Hello.
She doesn't get what? The delay?
A Kool-Aid joke, I'm guessing. Hello, you're on the phone. Don't listen to the radio. Turn your radio down. She's gone.
And she turned down the phone instead.
But I agree with what she said. She doesn't get it.
Yeah. That's clear.
What was that? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What's going on?
We're just bringing the coal out of the mine. That's all.
Fall out any moment.
No, you know what? I'm sorry. The blind guy is going to get his wish.
Shut up!
I'm going to start screaming at people now. You cannot call the show and have the radio blaring in the background.
Right. Those two calls sounded like it came from the same car.
You just can't do it.
I don't think he was really blind.
You think he was lying?
I'm sure he was blind.
No, he hung up the phone so quickly. How did he know how?
By feel.
No.
He's got a Braille handset.
I disagree.
Who knows where the cradle is?
Luck.
Blind luck.
I always wonder when I'm standing at the ATM, you know, and it says, you know, that they've got the thing in Braille and you can put the headphones in. Well, that's fine. That's great. But, you know. What about the people who are driving themselves to the ATM?
I know.
The blind people that are driving themselves.
And they have the Braille on the drive-through ATMs. You know they do.
I know they do.
Which is a little bit terrifying.
I know they do.
And how are they going to know how much money they got out?
Because it tells them.
Could be one.
At the bank of Spiewak, it would be.
Most of their money's in a trust.
What kind?
A blind
trust.
Oh, no.
A blind trust.
Wow.
Listen, before we get to the many tapes that we're backed up on Jim Nance, Gay for Phil Mickelson tapes. We are backed up on, we've got Brittany and K-Fed, the YouTube stuff, where she is just as hickey as can be.
Yeah.
We got a tape last night of, remember the guy, I know we talked about him on the show, the guy that had his face ripped off by the monkey?
Yes.
Okay, well, that guy was featured last night.
Was he really?
On one of those news shows.
Prime time.
Whatever it was. And it's one of those things that it's half heartbreaking and half hysterically funny.
Mm-hmm. Because the chimpanzee.
Because it's, you know, when they're given the background on the monkey.
Because Scatter did it.
No, it was Mo.
I know it was Mo. I'm saying I was just using the reference. I know that.
But Mike, he was a famous monkey. He was the monkey that starred in BJ and the Bear.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is it true what I heard or read that when they get older, they get more dangerous?
Yes, that's it.
And they send them off to these like chimpanzee retirement homes, and they're positively lethal.
Yeah. Mo attacked at age 40.
40 years old.
So anyway, we've got a hell of a lot of tape.
Yeah. That's when I started to get a little more pissed off.
That we've got to get to on today's show. We've got our friend Patton Oswalt is calling in today to promote something.
Yay.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
My name is Jennifer Kane, and I live in Sacramento. I just interviewed with a CBS radio affiliate of yours in Sacramento.
Oh, were you wearing panties?
What station did you...
No, actually, I am not.
What's,
don't what, tell, though.
What station did you... honey.
2.5.
Hello.
Hello. We haven't had the translation in a long time. I believe we might need to translate for
what, can I just get a couple of facts?
Yeah, go ahead, and then we'll need Rob to translate.
What station did you apply for a job at in Sacramento?
Turn your radio down, please.
Hey, dumb bitch. Dumb bitch who's not going to get a job doing anything in radio except maybe going down on somebody if you can't even figure out to turn down the radio when you're on the radio. Listen,
I think it's the same girl. I think it's the same girl that called earlier, and they're having fun.
Nope, Joe says no.
Different number?
These are different numbers.
Wow.
Our new software says different numbers.
Maybe it's a sunspot.
I think I heard her say she was applying at KSFN.
That would be KSFM. Right, that is a real radio station. Right.
M or N?
M.
Very good.
M, as in mademoiselle.
Mademoiselle.
Good luck, lady.
S, as in suck.
I would like to introduce to you Mademoiselle Suck.
If you're going over there to get into radio, you're going to that station or any station. That's my advice.
Mademoiselle, introduce yourself as Mademoiselle Suck.
Do what I did.
Yeah.
Suck your way to the top.
You know, and it was painful during those days, during the early days. There were a couple of times you enjoyed it. But most of the time, it was just an exercise in career advancement.
More than a couple, Mike. Listen, hold on a second. I do have something I wanted to bring to your attention. You know, I don't have a lot of real friends outside the radio business. And I'm glad for anybody I can consider to be a friend. I mean, seriously. Now, I'm talking about Jessica Rabbit.
Yes.
Jessica Rabbit is a girl that worked at our radio station here in D.C. at WJFK. She worked behind the scenes, not even with our show, just at the radio station for, what, maybe 90 days?
She wasn't there very long.
Something like that?
She was a very sweet, nice person, and we liked her right off the bat.
Yeah. And you wouldn't think so, because she was the type of girl that really a more sophisticated man about town probably could have had her, you know, face down, ass up.
Within 20 minutes.
I was going to say, within five.
Mm-hmm.
You know, apply her with a beer.
She was that. She had that kind of Goldie Hawn dizzy quality,
yes,
that we found charming.
So she's a party girl, and we liked having her around. She would come in every once in a while on the show, and that was about the extent of it.
Right.
Okay? So she emails every once in a while.
Uh-huh.
The last email I sent her was a response to her email to me, and it was on May 5th. I wrote back to her. Hello, Jess. Glad to hear your new gig is going well and you're enjoying yourself. Isn't it nice to be out of the rat hole WJFK? I'm going to the beach this weekend. Buzz and Marcia will be house and dog sitting for me and doing God knows what in my pool.
Exactly.
Be safe, Don. That's it. Now, that's a nice response,
nicely
right?
Written.
Okay, now, that's it.
Yeah.
Here's what I get today in the mail.
Uh-huh. You got one today?
Mm-hmm. Dear Don, I will be in town tomorrow. If it's okay with you, I wouldn't mind coming by your new studio to say hi. Let me know what works with you. Not, maybe we can all grab a drink or something after the show. Let me know. I will only be around till Saturday.
Ah.
Hope all is well with you.
Mm-hmm.
I am sorry I've been a stranger. I've been super busy between work and trying to keep my family happy. Eventually, I realize I can only live for myself and make myself happy.
That's right.
But whatever. Take care. Hopefully, I'll see you tomorrow. Jess. XOXO.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Huh?
What do you mean?
What I mean is, that's way too familiar.
Oh. Well, yours was longer than mine.
What was yours?
Same kind of thing. I've been real busy. You know, my surfboard broke. Mm-hmm. Been playing field hockey, and I've been very, very busy, XOXO.
Oh, well then, forget I brought it up.
Why?
Because I thought I was the only one.
No, that she's that way. I think she's that way with everybody.
Yeah, I think so.
I got one too.
She likes all of us on the show. We were the only people I don't know if the only people, but she really got along well with everybody on the show.
I didn't bring it up to put her down,
no.
And I'm not implying that she wants to get into my pants, for God's sake.
No
woman does. But
that's how I interpreted mine.
It's very familiar,
and you got one too, Buzz?
Yes, I did.
Well, when I mentioned Rob this morning, I got one.
Right, Rob, did you get one too?
Yes, I did.
Ah,
I emailed her the address.
John Norman, did you get one?
Johnny, did you? Go back to John.
Joe, did you get one?
XOXO.
Joe,
he's been. Did you get an email from Jessica?
Jessica who?
that would be a no. Jessica Rabbit.
Joe.
So he didn't get one.
What does yours say, Buzz?
Pretty much the same thing. I'll be in town sometime tomorrow. Hopefully I'll be able to stop by and say hello. Hope all is well. Nothing the great Jessica can't handle. Take care, and hopefully I will see you tomorrow. XOXO.
Mm.
Is that some sort of sexual indication that there's nothing she can't handle?
Right. Well, then I guess it's not just me. I guess
I just printed mine out.
She feels that way with everybody.
You're the only one she wanted to have a drink with.
No, but it said we all could get together for a drink.
I paraphrased mine, but now I've got the whole thing. It's very brief. Mike, I sent emails to everybody else on the show, but you should know that you're the only one that I really care about. I don't like them as much as I like you because you're more handsome. I look forward to seeing you like I did every day when I worked at the radio station. I love you very, very, very much.
Wow.
Jessica.
That's familiar.
That is a little... No XOXO?
I deleted it immediately.
Oh, good.
P.S.
It meant nothing to me. P.S. What the, you don't have mine in front of you.
I'm still pregnant.
I think She's like that. I think that's her way.
Yeah.
I think that's her way, and she's
all right, well,
she just wants, and she wants to do what everybody's, I mean, all of our friends have done, that they've just come by the stairs.
The only reason that I mentioned was I said to Rob, I was on the phone with him this morning, I said, I got some email from Jessica, and I read it to him, and he said, well, all I got was like one line where she just asked for the address of the radio station.
You didn't get any salutations or anything?
She said she would come by if it was okay, XOXO.
Oh, you did get X's and O's.
Oh, yeah. So you didn't tell me that, Kong?
Well,
I think when she gets here, if she's here tomorrow, we should tell her the X's and the O's we take very seriously.
Very.
And I think she should also be forced to rank who she likes best.
Why?
Because that would really drive her crazy.
It would.
Wouldn't it?
It would drive her crazy. She wouldn't be able to make a decision.
Then let's beat her up.
Rob.
My God.
Where did that come from? Let's just beat her
up. Wrong.
You know, it's really in you, isn't it?
So.
Let's just beat her up.
Given the choice,
legitimize it.
Still probably
legitimize that statement.
Let's just beat her up.
I'm not going to beat her up.
God, am I getting a penny for every time I heard that?
Solves problems.
Answer to everybody's problems.
Wow.
God, just beat her up.
Get her done.
That's how I roll.
Rob.
All right. So Rob just handed me. It was nice to hand me her email. Or, I'm sorry, her cell phone.
Ah.
Careful, it's $2.99 a minute.
Is she making her way up here now from down south?
Who knows?
Oh, I think she's coming tomorrow.
She's coming tomorrow?
Yeah, that's what she said, isn't it?
You bet she is.
Hey.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Hey, Jess. It's Don. I wanted to take a second out before the other guys come in the room and get on the telephone. I want to say I got your message. I am so, so hot for you. I am so freaking glad you wrote. You don't know that XXOO, what that means to me. Back at you. All right. Listen, I get a chub. I'm going to put you on hold, put Mike on the phone. Keep the secret, my sweet. Hey, Mike! Mike?
Yeah!
Mike, you want to come in and leave a message for Jessica?
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, Jessica, it's Mike.
Do you want me to leave?
No, that's okay.
Okay.
Jessica, this is Mike. Please stop these emails. I can't stand it anymore. I know that you're truly in love with Don, and there's really no reason to keep this charade up, all right? I know you're trying to make me feel better, but I don't need it. I've got my own life, and I'm very, very content. There's really no need to keep torturing me. I know who you've chosen, and please, just stop it. Thank you.
I heard everything you said. I'm right in the room with you.
Well, you know it's true. We've always been honest with each other about that. You know, she does care for you deeply.
But all I want is her to be a physical slave.
I understand.
I want nothing more from her.
Well, maybe.
XXOO. Hey, Buzz.
Yes?
Did you get an email? Did you want to send her a message?
I did get an email. I would like to leave a message.
While we're off the air, did you want to leave her a message?
Yeah, before the show, I'd like to leave a message for Jeff, Jess, if I could.
Or during our first commercial break?
No, now would be good. I just want to say, Jess...
Now, during our first commercial break?
I thought we agreed that we wouldn't name the baby Buzz. And, you know, because people are going to talk, and please, keep the secret, my sweet. Talk to you later.
That's all of us. We're all here now on the line. We're all on the various extensions that we have in this wonderfully telephone studio.
Hello?
Yeah, Rob, we're leaving a message for Jessica.
Jessica Baker?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. She emailed me.
Jessica Baker, the
That's what we're leaving
maker.
Our message about now.
Hey, Jessica, if you come by tomorrow, who knows? Maybe we'll beat you up.
All right, I'm sure he's kidding about that.
Yeah, he's joking. Probably kidding. Simply. Otherwise, that would be over an interstate phone line and considered a physical threat.
Kidding.
But he's kidding, of course.
Of course.
Must be, surely.
All right, darling.
Oh, wait a minute. Who's this who wants to say one thing?
Hello, Jessica. This is Cesar Romero. I love you. Thank you. XXOO. Batman.
Bye, Jessica.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I wanted to say something at the end that would just confuse her for no reason. That'll do it.
Yeah, that'll confuse her.
She will play that message over and over tonight like she is having a dinner party.
Yeah.
She will be sitting. Here's what I think.
Right, serve tea.
Sweet Jessica sitting at her little dinette set, something like from That Girl.
two tables. I mean, two chairs, one table.
Right. with her microwave, whatever lean, whatever cuisine it is, and she's got
lean pocket.
She's got her cable TV on, watching Pimp My Ride, and over again, she just keeps back at the machine till it rewinds, beep, and she plays it over and over again. It goes, "Hi, Jessica, this is Don." This is, and she sits just over and over. And she says, "Hi, Don."
As she finishes her Lunchable.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Buzz.
She's very sweet.
She's a very nice woman.
Very, very. Mm-hmm. So she's coming by tomorrow.
I guess so.
You know, we're all boys here.
Yeah.
We ought to just, we ought to just all show up tomorrow, bring our own bathrobes. She comes walking in. Hey, how you doing?
Seriously, why don't we take her to BK? Brass Knuckles.
You're jumping on the Speedwag bandwagon. As far as corporal punishment.
I think
somehow these sweet emails and these nice comments deserve punishment.
You know, a lot of women would see that you care. Because
a sign of love.
Yeah, if you didn't hit them, that means you didn't care.
Right? Oh, so many heady issues we have to discuss on today's show. We got a break. I really would like to discuss the fantasy draft here in a second. I'm totally just at my wit's end.
I wish I had your problem.
As to who to pick.
I really wish I had your problem at number one.
For those, and about number two. About my dogs.
Yeah.
Not to go on about them, but they and I are going through a time right now. It's not good for me, and it ain't good for them. And I say this all the time now, all the time in real life. I say, I understand what freedom meant. I understand what freedom meant. For years and years and years, you know, she would put up the barriers in our house. She put the goddamn invisible fence, had it wired underneath the hardwood floor.
Right.
So that the dogs couldn't walk into certain rooms because they crap and pee all over the place. Well, I said, when Frida passed away, one of the things, it's a new regime.
Right.
Dogs are dogs and, you know, stains can be washed out of carpets.
Let them roam.
Et cetera. And one of the things, a change that I made after Frida passed away was, the dogs started sleeping upstairs with me.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been great, except over the last, I don't know, 3 to 4 weeks, they're feeling real comfortable. Mm-hmm. And if I hear a little, and I don't immediately get up, well, I'm greeted with a nice little pile of pee or poo by either of the dogs in the bedroom.
Not acceptable.
So I went downstairs. This has been over the last 3 or 4 nights. I put them downstairs. I put up the barriers. You know, they're standing there. I'm going upstairs, and they're both barking, looking at me like, Dad, you're going upstairs and leaving us down here. And I'm saying,
because you've set the table for me. You've set the precedent.
And I'm trying to explain to them, well, no, you're crapping on the furniture upstairs. This is going to be like when Mommy was alive. Good night.
Good night.
And I go upstairs.
Do they wig out? Do they bark and yell and scream?
They do, but then I shut the door. Mm-hmm. Okay? So they protest. They protest first. I see just a little bit of pee, just a little bit of dog poop. First day, I think, oh, you know what? Maybe this was a problem. I believe it was Sunday night into Monday morning when I woke up and there was just... I think I've mentioned my girlfriend over the weekend when they were also revolting and doing this thing. She was on her hands and knees cleaning up this just absolute sea of pee.
You mentioned.
And... same thing I'm doing. And now, when I'm doing this...
So it's getting worse, is what you're saying.
The whole time I'm thinking, oh, Frida was so right. Frida was... I mean, absolutely, I am... You know, I used to not care about it.
Right.
It would be like, someone else would clean it up. Well, guess what? I'm the someone else now.
Hi.
Okay?
Do you ever catch him in the act? That's the whole big thing that vets tell you and trainers tell you.
Now,
if you catch him in the act, you're supposed to really come down on
the
art.
But it's obvious from the amount of poop and the amount of pee... which dog is which. I have a German Shepherd and a little terrier. So
who's the biggest culprit?
Max, the little dog.
The little dog.
Absolutely. Okay. Although some of the bladder stuff has been absolutely German Shepherd.
Right.
I mean, too much. So what I did the last two nights
You take them out all the time. I mean, you let them out, right?
I let them out all the time. I have now gone back to putting them in the crate.
Perfect. I was going to suggest that.
You would think that I am taking live children and dipping them in burning oil.
Right.
Because, I mean, now, when Frida was alive, if they would piss her off, she would immediately just say, get in the crate!
Ah.
And they would go in like, you know,
we know what we did.
Now, the little one, he gets in the crate, because I can just take him and pick him up and put him in.
Right.
Grobling is a big 85-pound German Shepherd.
Very big dog.
He doesn't want to go in the crate.
No.
The little dog's already in. It's big enough for two dogs.
And he's smart enough where, like, he can't throw a treat in there?
Yeah, oh, no. There's already... The treat that I've thrown in, the little dog has already eaten.
He loves treats. The reason I say that is my puppy now doesn't respond to that anymore. Yeah. I would imagine a full-grown dog. You know, yeah, you throw a treat into the crate and the dog's like, right, I'm going in after that.
So it's like I'm grabbing him by his collar and I'm trying not to be overly physical with him. I'm like, get in, Clink. And what he's saying is, you know, dude, I've not had to stay in this thing for a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Christ, I was upstairs going number two on the rug upstairs.
Right.
You put me downstairs. I took a crap and took a pee on the floor. And because of that, what? I got to go back to a night in the box?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yes, that's right. So what I did actually was get down on the floor and had to push him into the crate.
That's the smart thing to do.
Shut the thing. And then it's like...
Yeah. It doesn't last for long, does it?
Well, this is now, what is today, Thursday?
Uh-huh.
It was Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night. Last night, 3 a.m., I'm upstairs near the bed, and the bedroom door is shut.
Right.
I'm having a good sleep, and I can hear from downstairs, Max, just going, And I think, like a parent with a child,
right. The worst.
I know the difference. No, I know the difference between, anybody with a kid will tell you, you know the difference between a kid being just finicky and when a kid's really in pain.
So you assume that, was it a painful?
No. It was the sound that he makes when he's not getting his own way.
Okay. Oh.
For instance, he's a very vocal little dog.
Right.
If I come home at the end of the night, I'm going to give him a cookie right away as soon as I walk in the door. Mm-hmm. Just stand there and he'll like... I mean, really,
you got a couple of spoiled kids there.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what you got.
Absolutely.
Right. Mm-hmm. And does the
counting Bartnami, that make four?
Did you cave and go down and?
No,
and,
okay. I flipped out.
Oh.
3 a.m.
Wow.
I can hear the dog. I wake up and I look at the thing, the display on the ceiling,
right.
Says 301.
You should tell everyone you have an atomic clock built into your ceiling, right?
No, I got that thing. It's sharper.
I know the thing you're talking about.
So I look at it. It's 301.
Uh-huh.
Immediately, I'm mad because there's a part of my mind that's awake.
Yep.
And here's the thing. I think 301. I went to bed before 11. I'm going to get up at 6. This is going to F up my REM sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already awake. Please shut up and let me just go back to whatever I was doing. I lay back down and I can... The only thing I hear is... And I know that it's not, I have to go to the bathroom. I know it's, hey, I'm pissed off at you because you got me in this cage with my brother.
Right. Are the dogs in the crate together?
Yes. It's a gigantic crate.
Okay.
It is big enough for two dogs.
All right.
That's why we got it, so they could sleep together.
Right.
I go downstairs, turn on the lights, like they're going to know the difference.
Yeah.
I jump over the barrier. I stand in front of the crate. And I mean, I go... What? What is it? It's 3 o'clock in the morning. What is it? Now, keep in mind, it's just my dogs.
Mm-hmm.
They don't speak American, right?
Right. They're probably getting something from your tone, though.
Yeah, I bet.
They probably know something's wrong. Is there any mess in the crate?
No.
Yeah. See, that's you never see that.
No, and that's what I screamed.
Hardly
at them.
Ever happens.
Really that's does. What I screamed at them. I said. You're not getting out of the crate. You're in the crate because you crapped out in the nice room, and I'm just like mommy now, and things have changed around here, and if you want to crap or you want to pee, do it on the rug in there, roll around on it, have a good time, cover yourself in it.
Right. So you let him out?
No. No, I stood there and yelled at them.
And left him in the crate.
I told them to roll around in their own ass.
In their own issue. Mm-hmm. But you did leave them in the crate.
Yeah, you bet your ass.
That's the best thing to do. That is the best thing to do.
And they've never messed in the crate?
Came down this morning. They were both gone. And I don't...
What?
And I don't mean they ran away.
Spirited away?
No, I mean...
They passed
they
on?
Passed in the night.
It was an overdose of fecal material.
Oh, no.
I will never forgive myself.
Really?
No.
They didn't poop at all?
No.
No. See, they don't.
Yeah.
You see, they don't have to. I mean, and you obviously, you let them out right before bedtime, right? You let them out before you turn in, which would be, say, what time?
About 10:30.
10:30. So here's that's 3 o'clock, they're fine.
Here's the math I use. Right. They've had at least 7. They can go 8 hours.
There are a couple of schools of thought that say you don't want to. When do you feed them last? When's the last time you feed them?
I feed them always.
See, that's the thing. There's a school of thought that says you don't feed them after 8 o'clock. You don't give them water after 8 o'clock.
Ah, they're dogs.
Do that with my kids.
and then the last thing I said, like they would understand this, yeah. As I'm going upstairs, I leave, like I'm having an argument with a real person. They're both just standing in this gigantic crate looking at me. Yeah. And I come back and I go, if you don't shut up, the next move is Basement City. I said, I will bury you so deep in this basement, you can scream like someone is cutting your tail off, and nobody's going to hear you. I'm going to sleep through it. Do you got me? Are we clear?
Are we clear? And then suddenly, miraculously, the German Shepherd looked up and said, Crystal.
Crystal clear. So anyway, that's what's happening with my dogs. Well,
good luck with that.
The experiment tonight.
I would tell you to stand your ground on that. Keep doing it.
Yep.
I was thinking tonight about caving a little bit.
No.
Because they've had 3 nights in the hole.
No. They
be firm.
If you let them out, that's you're done.
You've undone all the
kitchen.
You're done.
They're going to poop all over your house. You let them out.
But I'm not going to let them out into the entire area. I just let them into the sanctioned area.
They poop overnight most of the time when you're not around. When it's dark and you're not around. They will do that every night unless you... I don't even know if you can change the behavior because they're both full grown, but you won't have any poop problems. What they will do is get used to the crate.
Mm-hmm.
They won't whine in the crate after a while. And they'll know it's their routine.
Won't crap in the house.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Max, the little one, the first night that I was going to start crating them again, I opened the thing up, was watching TV. He goes in there and sits down. Like, oh, hey,
that's great.
This is a nice little room.
That's because he's safe in there.
But as soon as you figure it out, it was 90 nighttime.
Right.
Ooh, crazy city.
Well, I know the feeling though, because there's nothing worse than a dog.
Rabid dog.
Do they claw at the crate? Do they do that? Where they do that little that thing where it's like, wouldn't you?
They said all kinds of stuff to him.
Yeah, but for dogs it's different, Buzz. The den thing and dogs really.
I said such things to them.
Yeah.
You know.
Hideous things.
Yes, really.
They'll remember those. Right, so you're planning on letting him? Are you springing them tonight?
I don't know. I mean, I'm so retarded. At one point, I said to them because they just wouldn't stop it. I said, you know what we're going to do right now? We're going to go get in Daddy's car, and we're going to go drive somewhere in the middle of nowhere, and Daddy's just going to let you out.
You know, there are a lot of people that understand. I mean, I understand what you're saying.
And I know to them it sounds like this. They get the tone, but it's like, gobble. Meanwhile, I'm saying to them, I will take the seats out of the back of that SUV, and I'll get both of your asses in the back of that car, and we're going to drive over that bridge down by Billings Road, and I'm just going to let you out. You're going to be on your own.
Doesn't Clink have a spastic colon anyway, though?
Mm-hmm.
He has a little trouble with control. Nerves, I guess.
When it rains.
Yes, right.
When it thunders.
I think you will have less poop to clean up if you keep them in the crate.
I agree.
Yep. Do you keep them in the crate when you go, like, take short trips? Like, right now, are they in the crate right now?
Nope.
Okay.
Because that's too much.
Yeah.
To me, that's too much. I don't want to. I mean, right now they're in the confined area.
But they're accustomed to sort of having the run of the house during the daytime, right? That's the way it's always.
Will there be? And how often do you come home to a biscuit? Now, how often do you come home to a mess in your house?
Yeah, maybe once a week.
Okay.
Will there be one in the confined area tonight?
Well, that's what we'll find out.
All right, very good. Let us know.
What they don't know is if there is, they're going to end up having to stay in the crate,
in the box,
all the time.
Right. Now, see, I'm dealing with the same thing, and they'll tell you that you don't use the crate to punish. You just use it. That's where they sleep. That's it. That's where they sleep at night.
That's their den.
And then, in the morning, they go out, and the first thing you do is just let them out.
I don't know. Some were free just having a big laugh. I guarantee you.
They did it upstairs, too, when you had them upstairs.
Yeah. Right? Oh, yeah, they violated Mommy's number one rule.
The number two rule.
Pardon the pun. Yeah, we got it.
I got that Great Pyrenees dog now that's a puppy. He's big enough already where I can sit up, and when we had him up in the bedroom, I could hear the water sound. It sounded like somebody had a hose on medium.
Wow.
A garden hose. I could actually hear it one time. So he's, but he doesn't go in the crate. He goes in the tiny little bathroom, and he doesn't. He doesn't bother us in there.
Flush.
He flushes.
That's great.
He drinks the blue water. That'll take care of him.
Yes, it will. Makes him sleepy.
But I mean, I'm going through all that right now with all that. And I'm not an expert, but I'm hearing all this stuff from vets. They say, do this, don't do this, don't do this.
Yeah.
As you said before, they're dogs.
They're dogs. Although I'll say this, that the crate worked on my girlfriend. So, you know, I found with human results as well.
Did you leave water in there or no water?
No, she's a human.
Okay.
No water.
No water. I just was curious.
No water.
Any treats?
No water.
Any treats, like maybe a brownie?
One bottle of Pepsi.
In the back corner.
That's right.
And you roll it in there, and then, of course, she goes right in.
Exactly. Right. Then you trick her.
Say, how many times have I told you, if you're in my bed, no touching feet. No touching feet. Now go get in the crate.
Get down.
Sit. Get in the crate.
Get in the crate. I had to push her a little bit.
Crate training. Yeah, I had to push Janet just a little bit to get her inside that crate.
That's so frustrating.
You stay down there tonight. You think about what you did. I'll see you in the morning, girl.
She broke all her nails when she was scratching at the door.
Yeah. Or you're going to drive and let her out on the side of the road. Leave her there.
Billings Road.
She'll be on her own.
Well, you know,
you are ramped up today. You are truly, we're on your subject. You know, you get excited when that comes
See,
up.
Rob, we were just kidding.
Put it, yes.
I don't know.
It's Bob, we're just kind of joking. He really doesn't put her in the crate.
It's funny because it's true. That's why it's funny.
You know, I know we got to hit a break here, but I can tell you in 1 minute or less, there's a woman named Donna Jean who maybe still works in the radio business. She works maybe now at HFS.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking, before I was married to Frida. So this is 1980.
Right.
Working at radio station WPGC with my buddy Scott Shannon. Scott Shannon was the program director.
Hello.
He hired Donna Jean to be a weekender, primarily because of the way she filled out her sweater.
Right.
Right.
So... she, and I think if you asked her now, she would tell you that she really shouldn't have been on that station at that time. But what the hell, Shannon was the PD.
Sure.
So the way that I got to know this girl was one Saturday night, very late, I got a phone call. And I had only met this woman a couple of times. And I said, I pick up the phone, it's like, hello. And she says, she's crying. She said, it's Donna Jean. I'm like, yeah, hello. She said, I was out with Shannon, and he just told me to get out of the car.
Oh, no.
Now, I was very careful to make sure that it was not like anything like, you know, because really, there's nothing more unfair than, you know, man, you know, I know Rob.
Shut your ears for this.
Really,
it's terrible when he kicks her out of the car in the middle of nowhere.
There's nothing more cowardly, seriously, than a man attacking a woman.
Yes.
This was not the case. She just pissed him off.
Right.
Right. She pissed him off. He wanted to go party. He wanted to do whatever. She was like, what are we doing? And finally, he just said to her, in Largo, Maryland, get out.
Yeah, and she had just a little tear on her sweater. And isn't that when you actually drove back and Shannon was out in the yard and he was standing next to a couple of his friends, and that's when you took that gun from the glove compartment, you went across the street and you pistol whipped him, and
yeah,
she was
exactly
hiding in her house.
Exactly.
You might say, it was recreated in the movie Goodfellas.
Famous story.
No, but I did go and pick her up, and she was at some Amoco station or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember talking to Super Shan about it, like
just off the beltway
on Monday.
Yeah.
I said, like, you know, hey, I had to go pick up your date on Saturday night. And he said, yeah, boy. You know how it is. Sometimes it just don't work out. And I just said, you know, hey, I pulled the car on the side of the road. I said, honey, if it's not going to work, you know, get out. And she got out.
You left her like a rental car at the airport.
She got out. So I ended up dating her.
Right.
Which really pissed him off.
Really?
Right, for about a month.
Uh-huh.
And actually, when I very first met Frida, for the very first time, Donna Jean was sitting on my lap.
Hey.
At a function.
Shannon was not a guy that was really burdened with an overwhelming sense of guilt, was he?
Johnny Conscience.
It ain't going to work out. Get out. And that's exactly what it was. Yeah. Get out.
He was a program director. Maybe she didn't play one of his requests.
It could be as long as his dedication. Yeah. And dedication is from my belly button to your mouth.
What the hell was that?
That was, again, my angry stool.
Oh, your angry stool. The red angry stool.
As great as they've done outfitting us with new equipment.
It's nice that you can do art projects with that stool.
I don't sit. I stand during the show.
Right.
But still, occasionally, I enjoy at least balancing a leg or something on what used to be a rather
plush.
Do you have any desire for anything a little bit more normal that would be in a radio studio? Well, that's normal for seventh grade art.
Yeah, it's industrial art.
You don't think that this thing is handsome?
It looks comfy.
It's
sturdy.
It doesn't fit.
Damn, it does look comfy.
It was better before the foot fell off.
See, I feel guilt. I feel guilt all the time, and I'm sitting over here in a Barco lounger, and you've got that thing.
Don't worry about it.
You can tell what kind of stool it is by that sound.
I'm told by engineers that the drafting stools are at the top of the to-do list.
Oh, now, come on. Will you stop it? They've really done all their jobs.
No, seriously. I think the chairs are like their next thing they're working on.
Cool.
Right now.
That's great. Right.
We'll have a chair for you by Christmas.
All right, guys. You know, anybody out there, if your stool sounds like this, you know, go to a doctor immediately.
Yeah, that's too much.
You have a red angry stool.
We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Stan, you're pretty funny as a DJ, and, well, comedy is a kind of hobby of mine. Well, actually, it's a little more than just a hobby. Reader's Digest is considering publishing 2 of my jokes.
Really?
Yeah. And perhaps some night we could maybe get together and swap humorous stories. Yeah. For fun.
Oh, why not? Maybe play a couple of Tennessee Ernie Ford records. That'd be a hoot.
That's a joke, right?
Maybe.
I get it.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's the late Bruno Kirby.
Top of field of the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I was thinking about him. So many small parts in so many great movies. Maybe.
I'm clueless. When did he pass away?
Oh, we mentioned it. Did we mention it on the show yesterday?
Mention it yesterday?
It was Elvis show.
Yeah.
Oh, 2 days ago.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I missed that.
2 days ago.
Yeah. Great actor. Yeah, he was.
Yeah, and
Godfather 2, I think he was in that also.
Great in that. Good in When Harry Met Sally. And,
wonderful in that.
And a Good Morning Vietnam. Really, the prick program director. The guy was great.
Yeah.
Guy was just great.
Also very good in The Freshman.
The Freshman with Marlon Brando was fantastic in that. It was a natural.
There. That's it. There it is. Solved. Oh, hold on.
It's work. You want me to jiggle it for you?
Sounds crackly.
Want me to jiggle it for you, Don?
He's a fag.
That works great.
Yeah.
I just touched it. Does that feel better?
It's always better when you jiggle it for me.
Uh-huh.
Hello? Oh, I love it when my son hears these conversations. Hey, bud.
Hey, what's up, Bob?
Hola, not a thing, my number one son. Now, listen, first and most importantly, today is August 17th, and today is the deadline for registrations for your third.
No, it's not the deadline for registration.
It's the deadline for something, right?
You have to pay by today, and in order to pay, I had to have enough hours, so I was a full-time student.
And you will remember that.
Oh, my God.
This goddamn thing. Oh, boy. This is going to be... No, Colin, get out of here. Could you please just get that out of here?
WB.
What?
Whipping boy.
Well, you know.
I know.
Drew tries to help, but...
I know.
Quite often fails.
I mean, is there anything seriously that could go wrong in the studio that would piss either one of us off more than a microphone just not working? It's all we really have.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh,
that's frustrating, isn't it?
How you doing, Bart?
Doing well.
Hold on. You know, I was just saying what a great job they've done putting this place together.
I know.
Yeah.
They seem to have a little cable issue here.
Well, they did some type of reset last night, right? Didn't they, like, read, oh, boy, here's a bad move. Got to turn his microphone on. Yes?
They had to power down the entire condo complex. They took all the electricity out. So they could do some rewiring, but that shouldn't affect what happens in here because they're putting the electricity back on.
Seems fine. It sounds to me, I mean, what's happening to your microphone, like it's just a bad cable like you'd get in a stereo or anything.
Yeah, but
like
what
that.
They did was they replaced the cable before the show.
I know they did.
When I checked.
I was here when they were doing it, and it just doesn't make any sense if it's a brand new cable.
When I checked the microphone, you know, and then yelled at the producer for not checking the microphone, and he said, I checked it.
It's exactly how I said it.
The eighth wonder of the world!
Anyway, sorry about the technical screw-up there. Barty?
Yeah.
So you will remember that last year, right after Mom passed away, we had the problem with paying the tuition. Remember, the,
right.
like Bart's first week back to college for his second year of his...
What happened was previously I had never paid the tuition, and somehow in all the mail that was coming at that time, the tuition slipped by.
Yeah, no, and that was my fault.
I got kicked out of all my classes.
Yeah, so he's like in college last year for his second year, and he, on the
It was my third year, but...
Third year? Oh, hold on.
Who's counting?
No, you are not starting your fourth year this year.
Yeah, I am.
No, you're not.
First year I lived in Malden, second year I lived in Calhoun, last year I lived here, this year I live here. This is my fourth.
Wow. You're a senior. They grow up.
No, I'm not a senior. That's the bad part.
So you're starting your fourth year.
Right.
Oh, you're on the American University plan.
Maybe plus one. Who knows?
Sorry to keep doing that, but that
don't apologize. You've got a screwy microphone.
That makes it work. Oh. He's on the five-year plan right now. Is that the current plan we're on?
Hopefully.
Yeah, you're a show-off. Most of my compatriots did the seven-year plan.
Well, all I know is that last year we had the big CF with getting the bill paid on time.
Right.
So this has like been my number one thing all summer long, I've said to Bart, because I was so embarrassed last year that he got kicked out of class, yeah. and they said, you got to leave school. And he said, why? And they said, your dad didn't pay the bill. Because I, you know, with all the stuff coming in, I had just forgotten. So now it's been like the number one thing that occupies my mind.
And it's taken care of.
And, well, yeah, on the next to the last day, because that's the way he does it. But
better than it got done last year.
Okay. You know, again.
How's it going?
A man demands respect from all of those who know and love him. Mike, I adopt your motto. I treat people the way that I want.
The way you want to be treated.
Right,
exactly.
So, Marty, listen. What's up for tonight? What do you got planned for a big Thursday night?
A lot of friends coming back in town. I'll probably end up going downtown tonight.
Hanging out, waiting for school to start. And as I told you a couple of days ago, we had a random drawing for this year's draft order.
And I tell you, you know, the family did well.
Yeah, once again, the Sourcemen came in strong.
Sourcemen, are going to be leading up our draft this year.
Out of a hat, I pulled yours first, which was the number two pick. And I pulled mine, which was the number one pick. And everybody was so pissed at us. The question I have for you is, who are you thinking about taking at number two?
I have a couple options, but I don't have a lot of cash, so if somebody were to pay my entrance fee, then I would be fine.
Done.
The number two pick. All right,
done. I'm first. I'm first.
I get your first round
pick? I am first.
Do I get your first round pick as well, though?
Boy. Mm. I don't know what the precedent is when somebody buys the pick. Do they make the person wait till the second round? Or do they just pay for it to move up? I think
they pay for it to move up.
In previous years, you've just paid for the option to move up.
You just paid for the option to move up.
Take the number one or number two pick.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'd like the number two pick.
All right. So
Rob said the other day that his was for sale, but I was going to move up from six to four.
Uncle Mike, what is your pick?
My pick is number six.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, definitely.
All right, done. You have just held him out of a gigantic jam.
All right.
Because his money's a little tight right now.
Ah.
End of summer, and, you know, job is over,
what is the
et cetera,
entry
et cetera.
$600.
Shut up.
$1,000.
What is the end? Come on.
I don't know. What is it? A couple hundred bucks?
I think it's $170.
What is it, Johnny?
Norman!
I don't remember what it was.
Oh, come on.
Mike, it was about $150 bucks last year. You don't have to pull out the cash right this second.
Otherwise, I'll forget.
Are you going to hand it to me over the phone?
I'm going to give it to your dad.
I'll give it to John. You give it to John.
Oh, it's the entry fee. Right. For both.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it's $170 bucks. That's what it was last season.
$170. So Mike is paying up to move up to number two.
And now I have the number six.
Correctamundo.
Excellent.
All right, well, listen.
There's $100. Come on in and get it, Johnny.
All right, listen. Son, I know that you're going to be starting classes again when we have the draft, which I think is a Wednesday, the 30th.
This means my entry fee may be a bit tardy.
Of August. but we will do
Thank
our
you,
best.
Bart.
We'll do our best to make sure that...
You.
We'll do our best to make sure that you're going to be on live for the draft.
Pleasure doing business with you.
So, all the way down to number six, I guess we got nothing to discuss.
So, are you interested in maybe asking me that question you were going to ask your son? Because now, the guy you're looking at is going to be drafting right after you at number two.
No desire, Mike.
Because I got some serious plans. Big plans. I've been thinking about it over time.
Sure.
And it's going to wow you. It's going to shock you.
Yeah.
It's going to blow you out of the water.
Did you buy a magazine?
Not yet.
Did you watch any of the cable specials? Have you been to any of the websites?
I don't know.
No.
Just couldn't make it on time.
Yeah. Do you know, can I tell you something?
You want to quiz me? You're dying to quiz me.
No, right? can I just tell you something?
I have dazzling new strategies.
I am pathetic.
Yeah?
Because I know I'm picking number one.
Right. Have you done a mock draft already?
Yes. Yes, I have.
I just want to say,
I have done a mock draft based on everybody's intelligence level and football IQ.
Every year, the internet has gotten more and more helpful, and I will say that this year they have leapt forward with fantastic new opportunities to make people like me, dummies as far as the players are concerned, better at
strategy.
All right,
Marty. Well, listen, there you go. Your entrance fee is paid. You got the number six pick. So I guess you and I have no strategy to discuss as far as having the number one, number two picks. Have a good night, son. I love you.
Yes, sir.
All right, I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Yes, sir.
All right.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Very good. All right, I'm ready.
Wow, that was unexpected.
I'm ready.
That was unexpected.
You keep getting better, Mark Brunell. Number two, I'm going to win this year.
You might.
I am going to win this year.
Someone will.
Oh, no. Oh, Jesus.
Can I give you a hot tip?
Really? Yeah, give me a hot tip.
Corin Robinson.
Plays for Minnesota.
Minnesota Vikings.
Quarterback?
Wide receiver. Wide out.
Randy Moss is now with the Raiders.
Oh, it used to be in Minnesota, now with the Raiders. Wide open offense, Brad Johnson, Corin Robinson.
Really?
Yep.
All right. Okay, I'm going to start doing research because now I'm a little more excited.
As I was saying, think about it.
as you're wailing on the microphone.
Think about it.
The microphone has issues.
Issues?
I'm now slightly more motivated to participate in fantasy.
Excellent. It's going to be good.
And it is the day of our appearance, huh?
Yeah, it's the 30th.
It's going to be a hell of a day on the broadcast.
That's why I said we should get a car.
I definitely get a car.
We should get some kind of like...
A clown car.
like an airport limo van.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Limo van.
To pick us all up so we can come here, do the draft show, get drunk, mm-hmm. and then go out to the appearance and get drunk.
Yeah, we could seriously walk.
Not, to the appearance?
Not, seriously, we could walk.
Some of you guys could.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing very well, thank you.
Hey, I was wondering what you guys got going on tomorrow night over at the bar.
The Don and Mike's bar?
Yes.
Hold on.
Look around cafe.
Mike, these plant calls will not work.
Not like I didn't ask.
Very clever, Mike.
Those plant calls will not work.
Wouldn't that be funny? And then I'd scratch my head and say, and then you'd play a music bed, and I'd read it prepared. Someday, if I can afford it.
Fantasy draft. Thinking of these three guys, it'll either be Larry Johnson, Sean Alexander, wild card, because I'm gay for him, I'll throw it out there, Peyton Manning. That's what I'm looking at.
All right.
And Corin Robinson.
I'm thinking of Larry Storch, Sean Astin, and I got nobody for Peyton.
Yeah.
And Peyton Place.
That's pretty good.
That's it. I'm out. I'm worse this year than I've been in other years. I try to fake it, but
not me.
You know, I can't. You know why? Do you know why you have a decided advantage? It's not that I don't like
football. I don't have a life.
It's not that I don't like football.
I'm excited that tonight the Giants are playing the Kansas City Chiefs, and I'll watch every goddamn second of it.
I would mention to you, you don't know what do you know what the big sports thing is that's happening this weekend for me? TV sports?
Five games, yep. Yankees, Red Sox.
And it's impossible for me to pay attention to football while this is going on.
At Fenway Park.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Donna, Mike show.
Yeah, Mike.
Yes.
Hey, Mike, hey, I just want to let Mike know not to take the Manning brothers. They retired.
The Manning brothers retired.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not that stupid. I know that Eli and Peyton.
Have you not seen that commercial?
Peyton.
It's a series of commercials.
Peyton Manning.
They got a new guy who's just come into the league.
Mm-hmm. Peyton Manning.
And the guy says Peyton Manning is retired. He says, I'm your friend. Hello, Don and Mike show.
He got.
Yeah, I'd like to give us some advice about the fantasy draft.
Oh, good. Yeah, all right. We'll all take advice.
Okay.
Thank you.
Go ahead. What's the advice?
Well, Corin Robinson is a very bad pick because of DUI. That's upcoming. He just had the other day. It's most likely he'll miss the season.
Yes, but you were too stupid to give us the advice when we asked for it.
He was great on L.A. Law.
Corn Robinson? Mm-hmm. Robertson? Is it Robertson or Robinson?
there you go. Yeah, laugh, monkey, laugh. Mm-hmm. Dance, monkey, dance.
Like, I'm a little more focused on his wife than on Corin. I pay attention to Mrs. Robinson.
Holly?
Holly Robinson. Here's to you. Mm-hmm. That's old. That's for all the really old
Lost
people like
space.
Me.
That's right.
Will Robinson. I was going back
mom.
To Simon and Garfunkel.
I know you were the song. And it's Daily Mike. The reason that was so slap nuts funny for this, what I said for the sports fans is that yesterday, Corin Robinson, who had a history of being a drunk,
right,
and resurrected his career in Minnesota.
Yeah.
I think even made the Pro Bowl last year.
He got another one, right?
Yeah. What happened was on Monday Night Football, they did a whole big thing about how the guy said, he's so committed to this, he's going to rehab even though he doesn't right. have a drinking problem anymore.
Right.
And then, like, last night they catch him going 120 drunk, trying to get to training camp to beat the curfew.
Try to beat curfew and he got popped for the DUI.
Are you sure he just wasn't in a hurry to get to rehab?
Yeah.
Because it was important.
That's right.
That when you're drunk, you don't want to waste a second.
I don't know. Maybe you just want to be the first to beat Jessica Baker. Maybe you just want to be the first to slap her.
That's not funny.
You know, it would seem to me that when someone heard him say, I'm going to go to rehab even though I don't have a drinking problem. That might have been a problem.
A red flag right there.
Howdy, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Hey, yes.
I just wanted to ask you, do you know when the Jets are playing?
Do I know what, sir?
When the Jets are playing, the New York Jets.
The Jets play this weekend against the Redskins.
Oh, okay. What channel? What time?
What, I just want to say you are awesome.
What city are you calling? How would I know a channel?
You know all this stuff.
I live in Virginia. I'm from New York, though.
Where in New York?
Queens.
Oh, Mike and I are from Queens.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm from Hell's Kitchen.
I am, I'm
from the Upper East Side.
The game will be on Channel 20.
Okay, thank you very much.
I think you'll find that here in D.C., you can pretty much rip the knob off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Channel 20 has there. All the best shows.
Exactly.
Your 20.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's either, for me, if you have cable, it's either Channel 20 or ESPN 2.
The new home of the CW.
Because really, right after I'm watching Channel 20, I want to see what's happening in the latest dart competition. On and television.
CW to me means C-word.
Right. That'll be on 50.
C-word.
20 will be my 20.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Oh, how you doing?
It's either darts or Little League girls softball. Mm. I'm not sure which I like more.
Hey, how you guys doing? First
I know which one I like more. Hey, what?
Hi. Am I still there?
Yes, you're here. What's up?
Okay. Hey, I love you guys. Your best radio I've listened to. I'm not trying to suck up or anything.
Yeah.
But I thought I would ask you, have you ever considered opening up your fantasy league to one special listener?
Yes, if that retarded listener wants to play, absolutely. We would let a special needs person play in our league.
I would love to. I'd even pay double.
Are you a special needs kid?
Are you retarded? Are you special?
Well, I'm not retarded, but I just listen to you guys pretty much every day.
You want to send a special listener? Mm-hmm. Do you seriously think that we would allow someone who might beat us? We would have to play with someone of limited mental capabilities.
Hi. You know who's going to call now.
Oh, yeah.
He has that gift.
I will be your retarded listener then.
Goodbye. We should call Tom because didn't he have a thing about the other day?
Yes.
He got the cops came to his group home.
Well, he was trying to change the phone wiring in the compound.
The felony problem.
I didn't know it was that.
And a SWAT team came.
I didn't know it was that good.
Yeah, they was trying to change phone wires around.
It was old Tommy Gavin down at the junction box?
I guess.
Wow.
I mean, we have him booked standing, so whenever you want to call him.
He'll want to play. I want to play fantasy football. Now!
And
meanwhile, I'm looking at the 8,000 post-it notes you're sending me.
Yes.
Is Patton Oswalt at home, or is he not at home, or is he ready, or is he not ready?
He is now ready.
Ah.
He's
ready. Okay, we'll break and come back with our friend Patton Oswalt.
Funny man.
Oh, you know, the one thing I did want to mention, as long as we were talking there, and Mike brought up the Oh, the girls suddenly world champions.
The Dakotas.
I do have to mention that this whole JonBenet thing, Buzz actually broke this late on our show yesterday.
Yeah.
The guy that confessed.
John Carr.
You know, at the time yesterday when I heard the news, I said, oh, I guess I owe the JonBenet Ramsey family a big apology. Because we've, over the last 10 years, said guilty, guilty, guilty.
They sure looked guilty, and they were tried in the press.
But, you know, the more that I hear about the guy and what he did, and I saw the press conference today,
right,
and they were saying they can't answer questions, but they're pretty sure that they got a pretty good case on the guy.
Right.
I think that there's maybe a 50-50 chance the guy's making the whole thing up.
Boy, it's going to be almost impossible to really answer that until they get the DNA. I think it's a slam dunk if they have the DNA.
Because there's,
I mean, they're saying that they've got, they still haven't checked that, right?
Well, the thing is, right, the guy said, I was with JonBenet when she died. It was an accident.
Right.
Now, hold on a second.
He loved her, and it was an accident.
Yeah, he loved her. Well, he's right out of his, you know, child, I mean, he's a psycho.
Yes. Child was strangled and raped.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they're alleging that there was, number three found in her little girl underpants.
Right.
But then I'm also reading all this other stuff saying, like, that, well, that there were no prints coming into the house, no, it had snowed outside, no footprints coming in or out of the house. The guy's got an alibi. His wife says that he was with her on Christmas Eve. There are all kinds of questions. How could the guy get into the house? How did he get out of the house?
I just hope that now that this is at the top of everybody's mind again, that they actually go ahead and get this DNA thing processed quickly.
Right.
Because apparently there's blood, and there's DNA under her fingernails and blood that did not belong to anybody in the case.
And there's semen in her.
I didn't, yes, I didn't hear that. I didn't know that there was.
I heard there was semen in her underwear. I mean, right. I'm not making a joke.
Right. Yeah,
I thought it was blood.
And he looks like President Logan.
Oh, he is terrifying.
He's a bad,
he really is
guy.
Maybe, you know, wow. I agree with you as far is, you know, it's that one shred of doubt. When it first came out, it's like, oh, they got the guy. Let's all, and then all of a sudden you said, hey, hold on a second, because they don't want everybody to do what they did before,
right,
which was, you know, try the Ramses, well, and say, oh, they're guilty. This is, I just hope it's quick for the family's sake. If this is the guy, I hope they match the DNA, and I think we'll know sooner than later.
DNA will be the ultimate decider, but it strikes me that the police say this guy knows details about the killing that only the killer could have known.
That he sent to some college professor, right?
Right, right.
Yeah. It's weird, but did you see? I mean, all you have to do is look at the guy.
Yeah,
right. I mean,
yeah,
he sure as hell ain't.
Yeah, but
right,
that's what I think. Right. I mean, obviously, maybe a killer, and also maybe just one of these dicks. Didn't they say that he's like writing a book about JonBenet and that he's been
collected stories about other child killings?
Don't underestimate the Boulder, Colorado authorities' ability
right
to screw this up again, too.
That's true.
They can do it. They did it once. They can do it again.
Anyway, you know, I'd say 50-50 the guy's making it up. Right now, the way it looks right now,
mm-hmm,
I would say right down the middle.
Making it up. How could he, if he's making it up, how could he know the details? That apparently that was what
they
saw.
But again, see, but the thing is, they're not giving you the details. I mean, they're not saying what it is that he knows. You know, it's almost like that, you know, they're totally unrelated, but you look at what's going on in London now with the 23 guys that they arrested, where now they're saying, well, we're going to have to let about half of them go because really they didn't have any bad stuff on them,
right,
and we can't really catch them because they didn't have anything.
It's terrifying.
You know, the two are totally unrelated,
mm-hmm,
but I'm just watching this guy thinking, you know.
Yeah, what if?
I don't know. And why would he sit there? I mean, unless he's just nuts, which may be the case.
Yeah.
Why would he sit there and, like, answer questions from the media?
Because he's nuts. I think he's got to be nuts. And they're saying this is really...
Okay, so my question is...
Going to help him or hurt him.
Is he a nuts killer, or is he just a nuts guy who wants to get involved in this?
You know, we're possible talking about it. The thing that I hate now, and I know it's our system, and it's what we've got, and it's all we've got. It's probably the best in the world. But, man, it's the game.
It's not
now
as good as Iraq, man.
Don't you agree that it turns into the game now? Now it's just the game.
Right.
Nobody realizes a six-year-old kid was killed. It becomes this whole thing of, oh, the chess game. This is what the attorneys will do. And there's no focus on, just like when there was no focus on, Nicole getting her head chopped off, you know, by O.J. Simpson. It's the same thing. And you know, because that's when it all happened. It started with O.J. That's when it became, you know, big-time court TV business to have this. And, you know, we'll see. I just wish it was quick. I'd like to see it happen quick. And if the guy's DNA is under her fingernails and his DNA is at the scene, that's it. It's over, right?
But still, I'm just saying it's just a gut.
I agree with you.
A gut feeling, and God knows I got enough gut. I'm still only at 213. Jesus Christ. What's a cat got to do to lose 2 pounds in 1 week.
Scratch one of those scratching posts all the time.
Please, for goodness, Mike, I was saying that the beatnik way.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
What's a cat got to do?
Grow a goatee, man.
What's a cat got to do down at a coffee shop down in the grotto?
Yeah, playing bongos. Playing the bongos, man.
Anyway.
With a beret on.
Fitty, fitty. Fitty, fitty chance.
I bet you, but I don't disagree with you. I think that there's nothing right now that has, you know, that has me thinking it's an absolute slam dunk.
But God knows it's a chubby for all the news stations.
Oh, my God, they're out of their mind.
You could forget that there's a war going on in Israel. You could forget that we got guys being killed in Iraq. You could forget that Bush is an idiot. This was, I mean, this was it.
Yeah, put the guy, incidentally, if you don't need to punish him, put him in a room with that broadcaster, Erin Moriarty. Put him in a room with her. She was out of her mind. She was just out of her mind as soon as she... I just think this is just sick, terrible, horrible. You know, and it's like, you know, we don't have to. We're trying it in the press again.
Yep.
But I do hope... I really... Don't you hope it's the guy? I hope it's the guy.
I do, too. Yeah, I just got to mention... They've got a replacement for Amy Roadblock.
Oh, really?
And Sky Fox.
Yeah. Equally hot?
Well, here's the thing. I can't really tell. She's Hispanic. Which is good.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, they spice things up.
Sure.
She's up in the helicopter. She's in the Channel 5 helicopter. But unlike Amy Roadblock or that other piece of ass that they had, this is the girl who's in the Channel 5 here in D.C., the Fox station, their news helicopter.
Right.
And all the other chicks, they've had a front-on shot as they're sitting... Like in the driver's seat of the chopper. What
El Loco, señorita?
Come, the eighth wonder of the world.
All right, Jackie.
They renamed the traffic copter El Whirly Bertolino.
Anyway, they can't seem to find the right traffic angle with this chick.
Right.
And when she gives the traffic, I saw it again this morning. They say, and it's a very awkward transition because they don't know this woman. She's obviously somebody new to the area.
Right.
Maybe having problems with the language because,
come on.
Well, now part of it was bilingual. She did like and now let's look at the Beltway at 270.
Really?
Now, here's the thing. I'm watching this, Jeff.
Right.
Here's the angle. You can describe it, Mike. They say, let's throw it up to Maria Muldaur, who's up in the chopper.
Here's the look. Hi, good morning. It looks really bad down there. Look at all the little cars down there. Can you see me? I am looking at you over my left shoulder.
So she's afraid to turn full facial to the camera.
I do not get my face on like the other pretty white women with blonde hair. But I will speak some Spanish.
Why is she all the way over there? Why is she not facing the camera?
Mike, these are the things that bother me when I watch when Channel
she's
5 scared. In the morning.
Could be she's scared, because, I mean, she's up there in a copter, you know? I mean,
by one letter, she's not scared.
No.
She's scarred.
She's the woman with half a face.
Oh, maybe she's like that chick in The Jackal. You ever seen that movie with Bruce Willis?
Or in Batman. You know, when he brings Jerry Hall over.
Yeah. Right, when she's got the Tom Cruise movie mask on.
Yes,
right.
Exactly.
The Tom Cruise movie, what's that?
Eyes Wide Shut. Yeah. Yes.
Eyes Wide Shut. That's a family favorite.
Yes,
love it.
Is.
Kids love it.
I love that
movie.
Hey, why don't you find me some news about Tomcat? Why don't you be a good producer? Tomcat, have you heard the phrase? It's Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes. They're only the hottest thing in showbiz.
They're going to have pictures of Surrey Cruise in the upcoming Vanity Fair.
Really? Well, that's great. Why don't you be a pal and get Tom Cruise on the phone?
Okay, I'll call him.
Okay.
Thank you. Cruise, Speedway.
So when we come back, we're talking to Patton about what? What is Patton got?
He is going to be at the State Theater this weekend at Falls Church. But better than that, he was one of the speakers at the Shatner Roast that'll be on Comedy Central this weekend.
Oh, is that this weekend that's going to be?
Yeah, and
I look forward to that roast more than any other one.
Yeah. And I saw a clip of him online, and he's very funny, and Andy Dick is out of his mind. He has plenty to say.
Okay, good. So we'll talk to Patton Oswalt about roasting William Shatner and other stuff when we come
back. Number 4 Arbitron Rated, The Don and Mike Show.
So let's get on with the show, The Best of Rupert Pupkin. So close your eyes. And imagine it's exactly 6 o'clock, you're standing in the wings, and we hear Lou Brown and the orchestra strike up your theme song.
And now, from New York, it's the Jerry Langford Show, with Jerry's guests, Richard Pryor, Ben Gazzara, Elizabeth Ashley, Carol Burnett,
and the comedy find of the year, making his television debut, Rupert Pupkin, the new
Rupert.
King of comedy.
Rupert!
Hello!
Crazy.
Hey, hello!
What's the matter with you?
Yeah.
Come on!
I'm
sleeping! Lower it! What's the matter with you?
Mom!
Take it easy. Lower it.
I'm not going to lower it. I have to do this now.
I don't mind you playing it, but lower it.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Hello.
Right.
Hello.
To call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. They will cure your irritable ball syndrome. Don Geronimo and Michael Miller.
That was ball, not bowel.
Bowel.
Right. And if you ever need a problem, tell me the difference between your balls and your bowels.
Yeah, a lot of people have that problem. Now it becomes a problem. Oh, no, not again.
Yeah, they just came in and actually put a new one in.
And it's not working?
Put a new brand new one in. I feel like someone just kicked me in the bowels.
I understand.
Boy, do my bowels hurt now.
That is a true bowel buster. That really is.
Boy, I tell you what, do I have to take a nice ball movement.
You know what'll cheer you up? Think about foot bowel.
Cinderella, the queen of the bowel. That is wonderful.
How long into the super bowel?
That would break the rule. That's bowl.
All right, well.
When are we going balling again?
Hold on a second.
Now you're making it bowl.
Patton Oswalt is on the phone. Patton?
So you're saying women ball in place of bowel?
And yeah. It is killing.
How do you like it? It's hysterical.
So yeah. Hang on. So instead of a bowel, you have a testicle? Where your bowel would be?
Yes, I have. Well, this goddamn microphone. I swear to God.
Ooh, wow.
Today is going to be the day. Today, everything.
Today we're going to break up the place.
Patton, we have brand new equipment. We're in brand new studios.
Oh,
and
no.
Of all the goddamn days, today's the day that this one right here.
You're on edge on a good day. This isn't. I don't like this.
This is just.
Can you interview me some other time? I don't like this at all.
No. I'm fine, and I'm fine because my balls are where my bowels should be, and vice versa.
Because of the microphone problem.
You should see me when I go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. No, I shouldn't.
I'm incredible. If you ever walk in like into a public men's room, I'm like facing the wrong way.
If you weren't a disc jockey, you'd be in a carnival somewhere.
It sounds like a trumpet of victory.
And boy, all I got to say to my girlfriend, hey, would you lick my bees? And right away she's like, oh, that's gross.
Yeah, well, that's because she's not adventurous.
Here is our friend Patton Oswalt, of course, from PattonOswalt.com.
Hi, Patton.
Hi. Patton's on Comedy Central all the time. He's got maybe the funniest website. I love his blogs.
My nice blog. I write about my day.
Let's see. Patton is going to be at the State Theater here in the D.C. area, Falls Church, VA, this weekend. It's Saturday night.
Patton Oswalt at his comic book blog.
Tickets to Ticketmaster.com. And Patton, of course, stars on King of Queens.
Yes.
On CBS.
CBS.
And he did the Shatner Roast, which will be on this Saturday night. And Andy Dick, according to Rob, who taught you, Andy Dick was out of control?
He was on so many drugs from the get-go. That it wasn't like it was something that came over him during the evening. He started off, like, even as we were gearing up to start filming, he's like, I gotta go to the bathroom. I have to just run off stage for no reason and go pee. And it was like, Andy, what are you doing? He's just the combination of like drugs and then I need attention. That's a bad combination.
You know, we were talking the other day about that roast subject, William Shatner. I would think that would be, he would just be a wonderful subject, and you know, he's got a fair amount of friends in the business, so if you like the guy, it's even
funnier.
He's
pretty thick-skinned, though, too. I would imagine it'd be hard to really piss him off.
Yeah, but I think the only thing that might not be a good roast is, it's not fun to roast someone who obviously loves all the attention, like you want a little bit of discomfort, so... It'd be like roasting Courtney Love. She would just be rolling around and loving every second.
Exactly.
So what's the point?
Did you guys make it uncomfortable for William Shatner?
I thought I did, yeah.
Excellent.
Oh, good.
You know, really, the funniest moments in roasts are the ones that are, they have to be slightly uncomfortable because you're saying something, you know, it's an insult, a forum, and you're saying something that is so disturbing that it's hysterically funny, but it makes the person on the dais squirm. Hello? Did we lose him?
Yeah.
Yep, he's gone.
Oh, my.
He's gone.
Everything is really hitting on all eight today. This building is beginning to implode.
Hello there, Don and Mike. That could have just been his cell phone. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Don and Mike. How are you gentlemen doing
today? Fortunately, we always have a bank of active calls to go to. And don't forget, if we ever really get backed up, we got Pete and Les standing by.
Exactly. The people have been clamoring for that.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
We got him?
Yeah.
Ah, good.
Ah, here we go. Patton.
Was that us or you?
Hello, Patton?
Oh, no.
No, Don and Mike?
Oh, who is this?
He's doing one of his voices.
I'm just somebody else.
Who are you?
You sure are.
Well, some guy that actually wanted to mention Bruno Kirby. I called yesterday to mention this, early on in the show before Elvis, and Joe hung up on me because Joe didn't believe.
Right, okay. I mean, where is Patton? Patton?
What is happening?
Was that you, was that us or you?
No, I think it was you. I was just talking and then...
Yeah.
I was like, wow, did Don get bored with me and hang up?
No, I did. No, not in the
never,
least.
Never, never, never.
Not in the least.
So, and to make a long story short, the Shatner roast, fun, good, bad, what?
I thought it was a blast. It was so much fun. It was.
There he goes, hanging up on us again.
Oh my God, that's his phone. That's not our equipment. I just want.
Or is it? Could it be happening automatically? We're like that car that keeps driving away every time he starts to get into it.
No way. There is no way.
Funny. This is funny. Go ahead, Patton.
Okay, hold on a second.
We get a real guest. It's funny.
Anyway, I saw him on Reno 911 again this week. It was great.
Patton's on that show?
Yeah.
What does he play on that show?
Once a year, crazy guys. This year he was...
Like the guys that are getting arrested?
This year he played one of those geeks who dresses up for the fairs, the Renaissance fairs.
Okay. Yeah. All right, good, good, good.
Let me just make sure the phone is not... Here's my girlfriend, who's recently come out of the cage. I'm just using you as a test here. Rather than take a call from someone who's calling us, I made an outgoing call like we did with Patton. Can you hear us?
Well, yes, I'm here.
And
yes, I can hear you. This is a pleasant surprise.
Everything sounds okay?
Everything sounds fine here. You sound crappy over the airwaves because there's static with your microphone, but you sound marvelous, as always. When I hear from you.
You must be speaking about the microphone. That
yeah, Don's microphone's not really working.
Apparently it's not working right.
That's why you can't hear him. So how you been?
Hey, hold on there.
Did that just do it automatically?
Just
ones and
what the hell is going on? Something come down with something real unexpected.
Jesus.
All right, well, then the problem is not the telephone. No. I'll see you later, sweetie. Oh, you know what?
Yep, she dropped out,
now,
so it is us.
Aha!
It's us.
It is not. That was not my girlfriend hanging up on me.
Right.
All they did was shut off the power last night.
They fried some stuff.
Shouldn't have affected anything.
That's what they did when they powered back up.
Why don't you see if Patton can come on the show tomorrow?
Okay.
Would you please? I mean, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, it is.
I swear to God, it's embarrassing. I mean, I can live with it. We worked at the other place for a long time, and
these are
new problems that we're working out. They did a lot of rewiring last night in the studio.
Right.
You know, just because we got a goddamn show to do.
Yeah.
I mean,
why should we?
Who cares
about
that?
Is he going to be available? He's a good guy.
Yeah. He'll do it tomorrow, right?
He's so pissed.
Yeah, he's like that. He's too easygoing.
He's a hothead.
Patton, if you're listening, is he in town yet?
No.
Oh, he's not in town yet. All right.
He's such a funny MF-er. Yeah. You know, that he's one of the few guys, that even I'll shut up for and just listen to him talk. I would hate the opportunity to have 20, 25 minutes with him, and every 2 seconds,
yeah,
like his phone.
No, and obviously it is our phone system that something's going wrong. It
must be. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Talk to Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're talking to us. Hi there. Well, I bet this one works forever.
This one will stay on.
Yeah. I bet this will be a lifeline that will go for eternity.
Take your time, sir.
What's that?
Go ahead. What can we do for you?
What's up, friend?
This is Don or Mike.
Yes, what can we do for you?
Hey, guys, just want to say I've been listening to you guys forever and love talking to you.
Oh, love talking to you.
Anything else?
Yeah.
Love talking to you. And this, something tells me that we could put this guy on hold, and 2 hours from now, this line will still be
can
there.
Can you stay on hold for a second?
No, you're wrong about that, man.
What?
You're wrong about that.
Wrong about what?
No, I'm just sitting in a hotel room. I got divorced.
We weren't saying that. What are we wrong about? What did you think we were wrong about?
That I would sit on hold for 2 hours. No, you can't.
No, we were having a problem with our telephones. It was not a judgment on you as a person.
We were talking about the phone lines. We've been having trouble with some of our phone lines. We were saying your phone line would probably hang in there if you waited on hold. Incidentally, would you be willing to do that?
Well, no, I just wanted to talk to you guys.
What are you doing in a hotel?
Well, I got separated from my wife, and I got a townhouse rented on 27th.
Have you been drinking?
No, not a bit.
All right, so you're in a hotel right now. What can we do for you? Why'd you call?
I called to talk to you guys to say hello, because I listen to you every day, and I didn't have my stereo equipment with me, but I just had my little PC, my laptop.
Stereo equipment with him. What, Don?
So I'm listening to you online.
I was saying, Andy the Pisser, that we get a talented fellow like Patton Oswalt on the phone, and the phone line won't support him, yet we get Mr. Dullard Dumas here, and apparently this is like a line to the Kremlin. I mean, it's like Bush.
Are you still there, sir?
Of the Red Fuff. Of course he is.
Yeah, it's Nextel. It's my cellular.
Beautiful sounding phone. Yeah. Excellent quality.
Beautiful.
Patton should get Nextel. Patton's connection was not nearly this good. No. And it wasn't Patton's fault.
Because I'm sure Patton was using like an Andy of Mayberry phone that was hanging on the wall.
Yes, it was made of wood.
Where you just pick up that one little end.
It was completely made of wood.
Listen, guys. I just want to appreciate. I know both you guys have gone through a lot of tough stuff. Mike and his divorces and Don and his losses. And I know how.
That should be a new slogan for the show. Mike and his divorces, Don and his losses.
The Don and Mike Show, brought to you by Crest Toothpaste.
Hey, I'm not depressed, dude. I make good money.
I didn't say that. I said Crest Toothpaste.
Not depressed.
You.
He said Crest. You hump.
Depressed.
I didn't say depressed. I said Crest, like the toothpaste. Learn to listen. Listen to learn.
Anyway, I love you guys. I've been listening to you forever.
We love you.
And you guys are the best. And we're the same age, man. I was born in 59.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, your microphone is working perfectly, Mike.
Are you depressed?
Not really.
I bet he is. His wife just left him. He's at a hotel.
Are you feeling distraught?
No, I'm not feeling distraught. You just look ahead, take it one day at a time, and, you know.
Through divorces and losses, the Don and Mike Show.
Are the pills helping? Are there any kids involved?
Yeah, I got a 3-month-old baby, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who are you, the dumper or the dumpy?
Well, in this case, I was the dumpy.
Yeah, this time. So she dumped you, just this time.
But the thing about it is...
Who'd she leave you for, son?
Hey, you know, I make $30,000 a year. I pay for everything she ever did since I bought her wedding dress, and I paid for everything ever since. And I tried to take really good care of her, but she got religion.
Here's the strange thing. Oh, she got religion. She's a Bible thumper.
She got religion, so she goes to church 3 days a week, 4 hours a day.
Yeah, well, maybe she's doing something with a crucifix. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Maybe she's eating the wafer.
Oh, boy.
You get what I'm saying?
A little Exorcist reference there.
It could be. I don't know.
Is it a Catholic priest? If it's a Catholic priest, you don't have to worry about it. They're just into boys, not girls.
They're what do you call them? They're born again, not parochial, but what does it stand for? Where they wave their hands and see demons and all that
stuff. Is she an
Pentecostal.
She's a Pentecostal. They do like the snakes, don't they?
The Pentecostal.
Hey, see you on the plane.
Snakes on a plane. We've got to get these snakes off the plane.
Now, why is it that we had Patton? Really?
Yeah.
Let me just ask you, God. Why is our show like God's practical joke? That Patton Oswalt, who is a funny guy and a borderline, for us, A-list guest.
God's own plan.
Right? We can't get him on the phone, and it works.
Okay.
No, Rob, this is not Patton Oswalt.
Oh, okay.
This is just some listener.
I must have missed something.
Yeah, the other line.
I'm an agnostic. You know, I don't believe in any of that stuff. I think
he's more of a talker than a listener.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
No, did anybody ever accuse you of that, seriously, that you're not a good listener? That your wife said you don't really listen to me?
Why'd she leave you?
Well, she doesn't talk to me. She didn't actually leave me.
Hold on. You said you're in a hotel.
You're the dumpy, you said.
Yeah. She invited me to leave because...
Hold on. I got a message for you.
I like that. She invited me to leave.
I got a message for you.
Oh, here we go.
From her lawyer.
Yeah, Don, I'm listening.
Yeah, all right. Listen.
Careful. Oh, dear. The mic worked for that. Did you hear that?
Let's see if that fixes this microphone. You ever see that, engineer boy? See that? I put my big DJ ass right up to that microphone. The engineer's looking at me like, what are you doing? This is how I fix stuff.
Well,
try it.
I know it's funny for you guys, and I know you guys...
Wait, what do you think is funny? You think we're laughing at you?
Well, we're laughing at the fact that I just farted into the microphone of the engineer.
We're not making fun of you and your plight.
Staring at me.
No, I'm just saying that you guys have been through, you know, I've been through, this has been going on for like weeks and months and stuff. And
have you had anything to drink today?
No, I have not had nothing.
Oh, baby, it worked for me. Pills. It worked so well for me.
Why did she leave you?
Why did she leave? Well, we didn't agree on raising the baby. The infant's only, he's only 3 months old.
What is it that you wanted to do that she did not? What is it that you wanted to do that she did not?
Well, one of the things that she kept doing was we went to Costco for 3 or 4 hours. We came home, the baby was totally exhausted.
Yeah.
He was asleep, and I was feeding him, and she wanted to go to church. And I told her, I said, the baby's had enough. Costco doesn't have any AC, if you know. And we're both sweating, me and the baby. I was holding the baby, and I told her, I said, the baby's had enough.
Yeah, I agree with you. Well, see, we're with you on that one.
We're with you.
Baby was too tired. The baby doesn't know about church yet. The baby was too tired to go to church.
And she grabbed the baby out of my arms.
He
was asleep, and I was feeding him. The baby snapped his eyes open. He started screaming and crying. She took him downstairs, handed him for friends that were in the car without a secure baby seat, and she took off. So I went down and
followed. You're married to Britney Spears?
Huh?
Kind of.
I said, you're married to Britney Spears.
So I just made a Britney Spears joke. Did you get it?
It's like Britney Spears, only it was a little different.
Seriously, are you on some kind of drugs? Because either you are or you've been hit in the head or something.
It seems sluggish. You may be like K-Fed.
Yeah.
Xanax.
You don't see... Is it Xanax?
Xanax.
Oh, hello.
How many did you take?
One every 6 hours, says on the bottle.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Right. So you've been... How many have you had today?
One every 6 hours.
Many, two or three.
How many milligrams?
Two or three, yeah. How many milligrams?
They're 0.5.
Horse pills. Oh, so you're taking half a milligram.
Oh, hell. Take eight or nine. Take eight or nine.
Yeah, it slows this guy down too much, I think.
Slows him down.
Yeah. I'm just telling you, though, man. You know, I've seen you guys go through a bunch of crap, and I've heard what you've been through over the years, and I really respect how you handled it.
Everything you're saying is very nice, but I would say nothing has been tougher than making it through the last half hour of this radio show with this brand new equipment that I wanted so badly falling apart in front of me. Listen, all of this equipment I wanted so badly falling apart in front of me right now.
Who wants one?
Mike has one of his magic pills.
Right. It's a half a milligram right here.
I make good money. It's not like I'm gonna have a problem with this. I make good money.
How long you been on the Xanax?
This happened on Sunday, and I started taking Xanax per prescription. I guess Monday.
So do you go to a shrink? Is that how you got your Xanax? Or do you go to a regular?
I went to just a regular doctor and told him I had issues.
Doctor Arby? Where is baby Jesus right now?
Well, my wife certainly got access to him, so. Yeah.
Where is he, though? I mean, if she's not raising him correctly, shouldn't baby Jesus be with you, with Papa?
Well, I actually took her to civil court, and it's called an ex parte, and I indicated that she had done several things that I felt.
Did you say a parfait?
He'll answer every question. Trust me. I know what
in
this
time.
Stuff does. He'll answer every question you have, honestly.
What's that?
Well, you think Xanax is like some kind of truth serum pill?
I just think he's so ready to talk.
Yeah.
He's so ready to talk.
He's full.
And you're giving us a pretty good picture of what's going on. Why? So you don't have any desire to suck it up and just go to the Pentecostal church and just hang out there? How long do the services last?
The services last. They go to church 3 days a week. Services last 4 hours each service.
Oh, I'm sorry. That is an irreconcilable difference.
Do your wife any good in bed?
But what they do is...
Hey, hold on. Is she any good in bed?
Not anymore, no.
Why? What happened there? When was she good?
She was... Well, I married her when she was 29, and now she's 39, and she lost interest in that.
Yeah. So you guys don't have regular sex?
We used to, but that dropped off. Now, she's Hispanic. She's from Bolivia, so...
She's from Bolivia.
Yeah, and she was...
She have a green card?
She was...
Does she have a green card?
Yes, she's a citizen. When I met her, she was illegal.
Oh, so I
put her through the naturalization process.
Oh.
That occurred.
Thanks. Oh. Thanks for leaving your garbage on America's doorstep.
Hey, you don't need to tell me. And then the mommy showed up.
Well, we want to thank Patton Oswalt for being on the show.
Funny as always.
PattonOswalt.com and you see him at the State Theater on Saturday night.
On the
right.
And he'll be on Comedy Central Saturday night with the William Shatner roast.
I've experienced the microcosm of the effects of immigration. So I've seen it.
Thank you, Pat. It's been nice having you on the show, Pat.
Thanks, Pat. Good luck with the show. Keep taking the pills.
Love your work.
Hey, I love you guys.
Love you, too. Bye-bye, Pat.
Adios. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Nice guy.
You know what?
Bye!
It may have been a backup plan, but it was a damn fine one. That was successful.
But really, now, Kong, hey, get ready for something.
Okay.
Not mad at you.
Really?
Not mad at... How could this possibly be your fault? Unless you were in here screwing up all this stuff last night.
I didn't even touch it.
Listen how happy he is.
Yeah.
Any idea? Hold on.
Can I offer something? Let me offer this.
Yes, what's that?
I believe your microphone problem and the phone problem are obviously related. That something inside that control board is askew.
Norman!
You think so?
I think that's why both things are wacky.
Dave? You got that engineer guy in the cowboy shirt back there?
Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Nice shirt, Dave.
Welcome to the show. Oh, Dave, I got a bit of advice for you as far as fixing my microphone.
Oh, no.
Dave?
Try this. Oh, my God.
There you go now.
Oh, Donna Mike to break.
Why don't you come on in the studio and see if you can fix my microphone now? Would you be a love and do that, please?
You'd like me to.
You see, in the lightest possible way, that was Don's way of expressing just a modicum of displeasure.
Just a modicum.
Just a tiny little bit. I think you are handling this.
You embarrass me in front of a comedian.
I think you are handling this very well.
Yes, you embarrass me in front of a man who's on television. So get your little butt in here, chop chop.
I certainly hope he appreciates how important that magic box is to you.
That's where my true friends are.
That's right. Right.
All of my friends.
They'll never leave you.
I mean, literally, don't come in. Dude, we're doing the show. Literally.
at a break.
When we go to break.
He thought you meant now.
The engineer just came in.
He's a young whippersnapper. Trying to help.
We got
to
go. I think I got a dollar. So, you know what that means.
Yeah, go check your Texas tea.
Joe!
Oh, no.
Wiper? We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, this is anniversary for Don and Mike, and after it's taped, give it to Andrea, and she'll phone and say she's got it, okay? Hi, it's Larry King in Washington. So proud of the fact that Don and Mike have reached their 8th anniversary. Pleasure in welcoming you aboard. Happy New Organization. Happy anniversary, guys. And you're both, I was going to say you're both terrific, but...
Larry King. Lots of all Super Dukes at the top of the aisle. Be good to see the Duker again. Next week.
You know, they're quite willing to kill off nature, you know, for a cheap buck, and then, you know, and then just point the finger at somebody else for why the jobs disappeared. Hello?
Larry.
Yep.
Larry.
I'm sorry, don't want to rephrase that.
I'll rephrase that.
You want to do that, Larry?
I've got a unique dilemma. This is Larry King. I love Don and hate Mike. What do I do with my radio?
Shut up, you frog.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I don't want to step on the road, but we've got one more. Hi, everybody. Spitters. There should be a band now. They're on your car.
I love this band.
Everybody's got them on their wheels.
Hi, this is Larry King, and I never listen to Don and Mike because I'm bright, intelligent, lively, and desire information. I go anywhere I can, but not here.
Shut up!
They understand the arts of the bunt. Don and Mike.
Right. Hey, it's, let me see, our Reno-style show, Wednesday, August 30.
Yeah, baby.
8 p.m., Hooters on Rockville Pike.
Right.
We'll meet, we'll greet, we'll change your life. Information on our website. That's a week from Wednesday, 2 weeks from last night, August 30th at Hooters on Rockville Pike in classic Rockville, Maryland. Well, thank you to Dave, the Dallas fan, the engineer. He seems to have fixed at least whatever this problem was with
it.
Your microphone actually sounds clearer
now. Uh-huh.
Sounds nice.
Yeah. There's good resonance.
What they're going to do is reset all of the computers and all of the equipment tonight, and tomorrow we'll have Patton back on the show.
Yeah.
Now, let me see. Tom Gavin in jail, or almost going to jail. We will talk about that tomorrow. Okay?
Yes, please.
Let me see. Britney Spears, we got to hear some of that today. The Monkey Show that was on last night on TV, we got to hear some of that.
Wonderful.
Oh, we got pictures on our website. Oh, I've got some issues with Kong. Not major issues, just issues about what's important on the show.
How did your issue go during the break? Did you take care of the dollop?
As it turns out, Mike, it was nothing but air.
Oh, good, good, good.
Well, nothing but air.
That's good news.
Every day, Rob and I have conversations about what we should or should not discuss on the show. You know, generally speaking, news stories and junk like that.
Right.
First of all, if you go to our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com,
right,
and click on today's steaming log, we have great pictures. First from, I think it's Indonesia. Is that where it's from?
Yeah.
Here's the two-headed baby.
Yeah.
Love these stories.
Oh, my God. And both heads work?
Yep.
Wow.
Both heads work.
They work.
Sometimes you have the little head that's really not even functional, you know, on the other side.
And also in
case... Is that the mother?
No, that's the nurse.
That's the nurse.
Also, we have pictures.
That one.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
It's only because I was looking at these next set of photos that I have that are also on our website. Lindsay Lohan, again, skank of the year.
Mm-hmm.
These are pictures that were taken. Now, her problem is that she has people that she thinks are her friends who are going to parties with her, and they're taking camera phone shots of her.
Oh, dear.
And they're then putting them on websites.
Not flattering.
The first picture, she's like dressed up like an old-time movie star. She has big glasses on and a scarf on her head.
Right.
In the second photo, she appears to be in bed eating. Third photo, she's out of bed, topless, with her hair covering her boobs.
Mm-hmm.
And the fifth shot, she's turning around, facing the camera while topless. But again, if you look at these on our website,
and
you look at them full size,
that's kind of nasty.
You can smell through the phone that feminine odor.
Oh, the picture when she's in bed, there is a one-third full bottle of Jack Daniels next to her.
Oh, that's there is.
Yeah,
look at that.
She's naked in bed.
Wow.
So that stuff's on the website. So,
who's she with there? Is that that almost looks like Hillary Duff's sister, right?
That's one of her friends, Mike. One of her good friends who put that picture on a website.
And that room looks like it has a little odor to it.
For everybody to see. So we get past that stuff, right? Because we had the picture of the two-headed baby yesterday.
Right.
We didn't get to that because of the Elvis stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rob found the pictures of Lindsay Lohan. I said, great. Then we're talking about everything else.
Right.
Okay, all the other things that we want to discuss on the show.
I'm talking about something else.
Now, my way of thinking, I'm looking at a bunch of different things here. There's a survey about myths in men. The percentage of men that have, boobs.
Right. What's the percentage in this room? 100%.
Hold on, I don't think I got myths.
Maybe you don't have myths.
I really don't think
Let
I
me
have.
See.
I really don't think I have. Hey, this is not too gay.
Here we go.
Let's take a look.
Let's compare them.
Do I have myths?
No, you don't.
I don't have myths.
Right. No, you don't.
All look
right.
At that.
I think I may have myths.
I ain't got myths.
I might have them. I know I do.
This is what I've dreamed about doing.
You've dreamed about it.
You know, I've got a tie on today. So
the faggotiest show of all time.
If you listen really carefully.
All right, would you
slower,
describe these?
Slower.
Would you describe these as myths?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you?
Oh, do you even want to see them?
You
don't. Yes.
I don't think so.
Yes,
you're in the other room.
Let's see yours, Rob.
There you go, like Meatloaf in Fight Club.
What tiny nipples you have.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, like very, very tiny little...
Now,
of course,
now,
next to yours.
Let me just stop you right there.
My incredible origin.
Let me stop you right there.
I think I have the biggest nipples in my
I have... Hold on. I've got an entire story about myths. I've got a section for Buzz about nipples.
Ah, good. Dogs and kids and both.
No, I've got some about areolas, about right. How guys with mitts have bigger areolas.
Let's go.
I'm talking about all of this before the show with Rob today.
I don't have big areolas.
And guess what he says?
What?
He says, that's okay. And also we've got the pictures of Lindsay Lohan.
Right.
He said, that's okay. Uh-huh. He said, I really think you should talk about David Copperfield.
I still stand by
really?
It.
Really?
I stand by it.
Okay, you know what? He gave me a beginning and an ending today for what we call behind the scenes, we call it the packet.
Yeah.
it's the packet.
Oh, you're revealing our secrets.
Well, no, I mean, I jot down stuff I want to talk about. Like, for instance, Chris Daughtry, that douche from American Idol. Mm-hmm. He's starting his own band. He's kicked out the guys who used to be in his band.
He's going
to
call it Daughtry, right?
Yes, he is.
Yeah,
let me see. Dan Rather's getting some wasted time slot, Friday night CBS, like Goodbye Kiss My Ass special.
See ya.
A bunch of stuff about Britney and K-Fed. We'll uh-huh. hear the tape.
Right.
But this Mitz thing is what I wanted to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
No. Rob says, first he wants to talk about David Copperfield's Fountain of Youth.
He's discovered it.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, you know what? Without,
he's discovered the Fountain of Youth?
Without getting to the actual story, because I want you to read...
Oh, wow!
I want you to read the other one that you gave to me.
Okay.
Just paraphrase, because you've been pushing this on me now for 2 days.
In 12 seconds, I'll give it to you.
Here we go.
He bought a series of islands in the Bahamas, and on one of them he's found a source of water, the Fountain of Youth, that has regenerated dead leaves and healed sick bugs.
There you go.
But it hasn't done anything for his skin.
Not yet.
For his leather-like skin.
Now that, he thought, was more important, or a better lead, hold on, than the two-headed baby, than the Lindsay Lohan pictures.
I like the two-headed baby.
Or the myth story, which I've not even gotten to yet, which has so many details about guys with big boobs.
Are you going
to
share the myth story with us?
Well, maybe not in today's episode. Maybe
because
tomorrow.
We're running short.
Now we're explaining.
But we
so
heard
much.
All about the Fountain of Youth,
right?
And it didn't even work on skin.
He hasn't tried yet.
What if you put the Fountain of Youth on the mitts?
Good God, can you imagine?
It could be fun.
Wow. So I said to Rob today when we were talking on the phone, it's like he's going on and on about this David Copperfield thing, and I said. Really, and we have a real, I mean, I bust his balls on the air, but
right.
off the air, he's my best friend, you know, and he's just a people that we are away from being fired, really, and it's
cool. Well, move. He would never be fired, he'd be moved.
Well, no, Mike, I'm thinking now just to
just
freaking
kick him out of the building,
just get him out of here.
Fire as producer or yeah. fired as your friend?
Just, yes, all of the above.
Oh, no.
All of the around. Above. It wouldn't be the same.
No, I'm kidding, of course, but we're on the
freaking
phone today, so we're having a real-life discussion, like where I'm not busting his balls about being
right.
a screw-up,
right.
right? And
thank you.
He keeps going on about this David Copperfield thing, and I said,
and it's
Rob,
amazing, the leaves were regenerated and
I said,
all the buds were bursting.
I said, Rob, this will never get on the air. I really, I mean...
Three times you tried to
and
wow.
off the air, I mean, I'm really not a jerk to him off the air in real life. And it's like I'm saying to him politely today, Rob, you keep reading this stuff. I'm never going to read this. Nobody cares about this except you. I think this is important stuff. And then the other one that he's got...
A swishy musician putting brown leaves in water and turning them green again?
Here's the other big
no,
item.
No, I don't think he's swishy.
Here's the other big item that he brought to my attention today.
Which one?
The last one. And please read it to me, just like you read it to me in the office.
Absolutely.
Here we go. From the Spiewak Industries.
Very good.
Dateline Milwaukee. A 30-year-old man was killed this afternoon when he was sucked into a wood chipper.
Yes.
Yes, the man owned a tree service company and gives the location. He was using his foot to clear debris that had jammed the wood chipper when his foot became entangled in the machine. His co-workers tried to rescue him from the intake, but he was pulled into
and through the wood chipper. All the way through.
Wow. Old guy. So that would be your friend in the wood chipper then.
And then there was the playlet I did after it, which was, my wood chipper is jammed. I think I'm going to have to clear it. I think I will use my foot. Oh, no. My foot is caught. Can someone help me release my foot from the... Oh, no! My foot!
Imagine me. I'm on the... I'm just sitting on the other end of the phone.
Uh-huh. Staring at the receiver.
I'm saying, you know, Rob, I don't think this is going to make it on the air. And he says,
no, no, you don't. You do not understand.
I put my foot in Jerry Wood Chipper, and I was pulled all the way through. Ow! Ow! I wish my coworkers could have helped me.
Well, we'd be ow, ow to a certain point, and then it'll be ow.
The world according to Rob Bay.
Hello. A feel great story right there.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
That is a good story. Here's Patton Oswalt.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, is this me?
Yeah, it's you. Hi there.
Hi. I want to let you know, I heard that the Lindsay Lohan pictures, the girl she's with is her mother.
Ah, true. That's right. We have heard that as well. Yes. We knew that. I just didn't say it, but thank you.
Her mom.
Okay, but also in the background of the pictures on the coffee table where she's sitting on the bed is supposedly some cocaine.
Wow.
From what I heard, there's a mirror with, like, one of those little rolled-up dollar bills.
Not on our website. I don't see that here.
It's on another website. It's something like Diva's Gone Bad or Diva's Gone Wild, something
all right,
like that.
She is sitting there on the bed, which doesn't appear to have any bedding on it with a bottle of Jack.
Explain that slender figure.
Yeah. Wow.
Change her name to Lindsay Blowhand.
Hello, Dr. Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. I have some stuff for you about the two-headed baby.
See you in... Hold on. Kilo.
Hey, Lou, wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Not Cairo. Kilo.
Kilo.
I'm looking at this picture of the two-headed baby.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And the little platform they're lying on, there's a bottle of Jack Daniels next to
him. Okay, what's up? What can we do for you?
Well, it's not actually a two-headed baby. It's two babies. They're Siamese twins. There was a two-headed baby born in Egypt last year, a real one.
Do you mean conjoined?
Yeah, they're
conjoined. No, hold on a second. Hold on a second.
People always wonder about Siamese twins.
Our picture shows a two-headed baby, correct?
Yeah. Two-headed baby.
Yeah.
And hillbillies want to be called sons of the South.
Have you seen the picture on our website from Indonesia?
I haven't, no.
Uninformed opinion.
No, I looked at it.
It's not a two-headed baby. We couldn't hear you. What was that?
There was some interference there. Go ahead. Say what you were going to say again.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Rob will be by to beat you up later.
We're only kidding.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Jessica.
See you later.
He sure looked like a two-headed baby to me.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't get caught in a wood chipper.
Two-headed baby.
Oh, I forgot she's coming by tomorrow, too.
That's right.
I'm going to write that down. Jessica Rabbit coming by for her spanking.
Yes, she is.
She's coming by.
Hello, beautiful.
Get her love taps from Rob.
That's right.
All right, when we come back, let me see. God, it was so many... okay. We are going to have to make a decision.
Okay.
Would you rather hear, some of this will wait, would you rather hear Jim Nance talking all gay about Phil Mickelson? There's about four cuts.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather hear some more Dr. Phil? We have Dr. Phil out of his mind.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to hear the monkey tapes? Now, actually, we don't have time for this, because this could either be very sad or very hilarious.
Okay.
The guy who got his face ripped off by the monkey.
So we need a little time to go either way with it.
You know what I think? Most likely... We should go with the YouTube thing, the Britney thing. Have you seen this thing?
No, I haven't. I'd like to hear it.
Uh-huh. This is great. It's like, what, 2 years old?
I don't know. It was before she was pregnant, I believe.
So yeah, I thought it was 2004.
That could be right, yeah.
Anyway, it is the Britney that I love.
Yep.
It's Britney and Dum Dum.
Good. And he's with her?
Yep. He's behind the camera.
Yeah.
It's some home video.
Let's go drive him with the baby in the front seat.
It was on YouTube, and the audio... you don't need to... You really don't need video.
Really?
The audio is so strong.
Well, I look forward to hearing that.
So strong, so powerful the audio is.
YouTube.
With these lovers, these two lovebirds. Where is this thing? Can we just tease this a little bit?
Just a taste.
Just a taste.
I'm ugly.
No.
My jaw hurts.
I wonder why.
That doesn't mean you're ugly.
I wonder why your jaw hurts.
Yeah.
There he is.
That's her.
Oh, that's her.
That's her. That's her burping.
That's a good tease right there.
Yeah. Here's Brittany.
I can't stop thinking about one thing.
What's that?
Two-headed baby.
We will be right back. You mean you can't stop thinking about David Copperfield's Fountain of Youth?
I like that, too.
We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Not for Brittany.
Take that out of smoke.
Has this ever happened to you? You have a load of beer cans, stolen car parts, drug paraphernalia, rib bones, and tattoo needles that could sink a landfill. And a regular trash bag can't hold that crap. It'll just break.
Clean that shit up! How are we gonna sleep on the floor, huh? And who's that asshole?
You need white trash bags. They're double packed to handle the type of garbage that only white trash can dish out.
Yeah.
Hey, this thing weighs a ton.
I told you your grandmother died.
Hey, look, it's not ripping or dripping or nothing.
White trash bags. In one ply, two ply, and how the f*** did you get it in their ply?
The Don and Mike Show.
Champion Carpet Bombers, Don and Mike.
All right, let's talk Brittany.
Yeah. Brittany, baby.
Let's talk her. And I'm still hung up on her.
Yeah.
I understand. Even though she's...
Even after all this?
Yeah. I mean, well, of course you've seen the Harper's Bazaar, you know, where she's doing the Demi Moore pose.
Right.
Yes. Where she's cleaned up and her hair is back to a regular color.
Right.
Yeah, I'm still hot for her.
She's got something for her, Donnie.
Goddamn, is she just a mess.
Yeah. But
before we hear the YouTube stuff, the new People magazine says the baby that she's having now, she didn't plan.
Oh.
It just happened.
Mm-hmm.
It just happened. She's also gained 40 pounds.
Uh-huh.
After the baby number 2 is squeezed out,
right,
she plans to go back to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, she's chubby, and here's what she likes.
Chubby.
Here's what she likes eating in the middle of the night. What she likes doing is getting a Hershey bar, a real big one, almost the novelty size.
Okay, I bet it'll be involving something liquefying, right?
You're very close, Mike.
Because she's always got something gooey in her hand.
She gets the Hershey bar, the big 12-inch by 6-inch Hershey bar. She gets 3 of them, puts them in the microwave, and melts them and eats them.
Oh. Ew!
It sounds disgusting, but it's so satisfying.
Yeah.
She also then chews on ice.
Okay. That helps your brain work.
All right, and then you have K-Fed. Quote, I don't rely on my wife's money. I don't get no money from my wife.
Oh. Yeah, right.
And also, let me see. Oh, one more thing about Brittany before we get to the tape. Let me see. He's got a deal with her the reason that he knocked her up so fast is that every time they have a kid, he's guaranteed more money in the prenup.
Oh, so he's very busy.
Yeah.
And she signed that prenup, too.
He gets more money every time they have the kid. In the unlikely event...
Yes.
That the marriage does not last forever.
Right.
Right.
I think they're on solid ground.
Let me see. For every child they have together, he receives X amount of dollars. So his thought is, no wonder she didn't know that she was being violated again.
Right. Wow.
Of course, he sees each of these kids as the next potential gold mine.
Of course, he'd be like a rabbit.
That's why they're
a rabbit.
America's favorite couple. And here they are now on YouTube.
I like him.
And I like her.
What's not to like?
You got Brittany in my K-Fed.
You got K-Fed in my Brittany.
Oh, look, we've got a baby.
Hey, fantastic. More money for K-Fed.
He gained 40 pounds.
K-Fed. And when did he become K-Fed?
Around the time he put his rap album out.
Is that what it's under, K-Fed?
And don't forget, there are still douchebags that pay him.
And that album's out. Has anybody tracked the sales as far as seeing how it's really
1
doing?
Billion sold, Mike.
Incredible.
He still gets something like $25,000 for showing up at a party, right?
That's how he makes his money.
Wow.
That
he just shows up at parties.
Yeah, party cameo.
Like Ronald McDonald.
All right, well, we'll have to get him in a couple of weeks at Hooters.
This part of our show on Westwood One is brought to you by the Esurance.com people. Yeah. Instant online car insurance. It's pretty sneaky. I just slipped an ad in right there.
Very clever.
Didn't even notice that.
Very clever.
All right, here's Brittany now from YouTube.
Right.
A home video before baby number one squeezed out.
I'm ugly.
No.
My jaw hurts.
Well, that doesn't mean you're ugly.
My girl. That's her.
Dude, we're going to do clips of you burping.
Burping.
That's Brittany.
I want to see that movie.
Listen to her.
Listen. What are you doing? You're zooming in. You're doing something weird.
I'm listening.
Why are you looking through the peephole? You're acting like a cameraman. Stop looking through the peephole.
Okay.
Listen.
Uh-huh.
These people are retarded.
You know, they could send this out. We've had a lot of talks with CBS about our show and, you know, it's going to happen for us on a wider national scale.
Right.
And they want us to do all this jive promotional stuff. Really, they should just put this out, you know, what kind of person listens to the Don and Mike show on Westwood One?
Here they are.
You want to see the movie? Let's go see it.
Well, when is it going to be playing? Oh, no. When did Spawn come out?
Oh,
I want to see that.
We'll have to go buy it on DVD.
Spawn.
It might even have been on the bus.
Spawn.
Huh?
It might have been on the bus.
Huh? Really?
It might have been on the bus. Huh?
You should see her when she says, how I know.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike, really, you should go to YouTube tonight. See,
really?
Because here's exactly when he says it might be on the bus, and she goes, huh?
That's like that,
you know that real dumb hee-haw white guy way of
doing it? What'd he say?
Huh?
I think I'm going to start burping again.
Yeah?
You're lying.
I'm not lying.
It was really on the bus?
I said it might have been on the bus. I don't know.
God.
That's like a new movie and stuff.
Yeah, keep having unprotected sex. That's a good movie and stuff.
Maybe that movie is... I watched it 4 months ago on DVD.
Where am I being?
Over here. You've been on tour.
I'm confused because I feel like I'm missing out.
Missing out on what?
On life.
She burped again, right?
I really don't think that that's the truth.
Oh, did I mention that he's also very proud, Kevin Federline? I think it's GQ that has the article with him when she got him all dressed up. Remember the picture we had of him where he looks like a regular guy?
Yeah, it was semi-normal.
What was the quote? I just had the quote about something about Kevin Federline.
Mm-hmm.
Come back to me.
He was proud that he aced the GED.
Thank you, Rob.
He just got his GED.
Thank you. That's exactly what I wanted to mention.
She was proud that he aced the GED.
No, he was proud.
He's proud.
Oh, he was proud
that he did.
Right. We don't have the magazine yet. We just had to.
I am proud I aced my GED.
It wasn't because of like, it is easier than people think.
Yeah, exactly.
This guy, K-Fed.
Yeah.
This is what I have to talk about.
Okay.
I feel like I've been missing out on life.
Like what part of life?
Life. Like things and things going on. Like I feel like I'm behind or something. I know that sounds so weird.
Yeah,
but
it doesn't. It's all partying.
Huh?
It's all the partying.
Huh?
What are you talking about, all the partying?
That's why you feel that way.
What's that supposed to mean?
Would you rather go out or would you rather go watch the movie?
Huh?
Wow. Not that tough.
She's a
genius.
She's so great with that. Huh? What?
Such a piece of ass.
Do me! Yeah. It's a dirty, dirty piece of ass.
She is dirty.
Would you rather go out? If you had a choice to go out or go watch a movie, what would you want to do?
I'd go watch that movie and just drink at home.
Eat boogers? I'd rather eat boogers.
Come on now.
Watch you pick your toenails and eat boogers, and then you can eat the lid out of my belly button.
Huh? I don't get it.
You got it.
You're funny.
But what I'm trying to say is, do you ever feel like because some people... Have you ever seen Back to the Future?
Ellie May.
Is that possible?
Oh, now, hold on.
That's Ellie May clamping.
Did you hear that? Right here. Mike, you got to listen to this part. She is speaking about time travel.
Yes.
Hold on. Rob, how do I fast forward this thing?
Seriously speaking, asking about time travel.
All right. It's like it's a very, towards the very end. Here we go.
She wants to know.
Hold on a second. Because here we go.
But can some people, I'm asking back to the...
Hold on. You back that up. Here we go.
Just what would you want to do?
I'd go watch that movie and just drink at home.
Here we go, Mike.
But what I'm trying to say is, do you ever feel like you're... Like, can some people... Have you ever seen Back to the Future?
Mm-hmm.
Is that possible? To time, travel speed?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is, Kevin.
Okay.
She just asked him if he
ever saw... Is that possible? People do that, Kevin. Tell me if people travel by time.
Uh-huh. She just asked him if he's ever seen the movie Back to the Future.
Right.
Is that possible? Is he says possible? He says no, and she says...
Do people do that? Really?
She doesn't believe it.
Okay, but not that we know of.
Maybe. I think people can do that, and I think some people are ahead of us.
Maybe.
Yeah, everybody.
But they would never
some
tell
people
you.
Are ahead of us.
They wouldn't tell nobody. Could you imagine?
Oh, my God.
How many people would try to go back and change?
That's all the time we have right now for Brittany and Kate.
Let's give their stupidity a round of applause. Wow.
Now, do we have any time to start the monkey? From last night, the monkey, they're up the guy's face off on primetime.
The Outsiders continues with John Quinones.
Huh. We all know people who treat their pets, their dogs and cats, like children. But when that pet could grow to just a few pounds shy of King Kong, well, it's a different story. Mo is a chimp, although from the way his devoted owners treated him, you would think he was a human member of the family. So as we take another look, we're wondering, who's the real outsider here, Mo or his owners?
This is from last night's ABC Primetime. This is about the monkey that was in BJ and the Bear,
right,
who ripped the guy's face off. Buzz had this on the news. Anyway, and it's both hilarious and...
It's a wonderful story.
And chilling, maybe?
It's a cocktail, isn't it, Robbie?
It is chilling, and I watched it thrice today.
They give it to John Quinones. He gets all the dirty work, doesn't he?
Good-looking man. He kisses a monkey in the piece.
All right, really? Well, tomorrow. Yeah. Tomorrow we'll hear it, because you'll laugh, you'll cry.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
become a part of it.
You'll be mad at us for laughing at the parts we laugh at.
I do enjoy anything to do with chimpanzees. Ever since you and I had the privilege of working with one.
You nearly got your face ripped off.
Working with Dina. That was more my throat, Buzz.
So you're talking about the actual monkey that was in the commercial.
The actual chimp that almost took my esophagus out.
Not many primates that we've had sitting in that chair right there.
Which chair?
That one. Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
You got a really tight shirt on.
Thank you.
That must mean the news is tight,
yeah,
right?
It is.
We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
The show with more comedy and less moonbeds. Don and Mike.
How you doing, Walker?
Here we go, Buzz's News and Comments.
Brought to you tonight by Ford. Visit addictedtokelly.com for all your latest Kelly Clarkson tour info, as well as exclusive video. Chance to win Kelly Clarkson's Mustang GT convertible. Oh, imagine that bucket seat.
Oh, baby!
Brought to you by Ford.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm in the convertible.
Here is Buzz Girdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Okay, you know, no gel gets carried onto an airplane these days. Not even a padded bra that's lined with gel.
Oh,
and
dear.
Certainly not the gel pads you put inside a padded bra to make it pattier. You're going to have to reach in and hand them all over to airport security.
You know it had to happen.
On TSA's watch, from this point forward, there will be no fakes on a plane. New reports.
Buzz, hold on. Excuse me.
Huh? Phone call?
You meant, no. I'm calling somebody.
Hello?
Hey, Beth Ann? Beth Ann?
Beth Ann?
It's Buzz? Don?
Yeah. Hi, Beth Ann.
Hi, Beth Ann.
Hi, Rob.
Just want to say hi.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Bye, BA.
Good.
Bye-bye.
Just wanted to say hi. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
The topic was padded bras, wasn't it?
Yes, the topic you have chosen is...
New reports say some of the women allegedly planning to blow up transatlantic flights this week were going to use their gel-padded bras to carry the explosive. Women must now board without lipstick or padding. Security's
Beth Ann Muhammad. Watch out for her.
Security is even tighter in Britain than it is here, unless you're a 12-year-old boy. This week, a 12-year-old boy boarded a flight from England to Portugal after bypassing the tough new security system. The boy was already seated and had already been served a snack and beverage before the slip-up had been discovered.
Holy heart failure!
Wow.
Officials say, boy.
They say the boy had to have cleared security.
Boy.
Yet there he was. With
holy hole in a donut!
No boarding pass, no ticket.
Boy.
No passport.
Holy mashed potatoes.
Boy.
Back in this country.
Holy nightmare.
Boy.
Some, holy Las Vegas.
Boy.
Some airlines have been talking about...
Holy ball and chain.
Boy.
Hi, bud.
Hi.
Holy caffeine.
Boy.
Holy fruit salad.
Boy.
There you go. Fruit salad, the appropriate end.
Yes.
Back in this country, some airlines are talking about suing the government over the added expense of this new security. And some airlines, like Northwest, simply go out of business. To its credit, Northwest did try to soften the blow for its soon-to-be unemployed employees. It put out a manual containing 101 money-saving tips. Things like, and I'm not kidding about this one, dumpster diving. Don't be shy, the manual advises, about pulling something you like out of the trash.
Hey, did you read the big article on that in the Washington Post today?
Right,
I'm not goofing.
Like dumpster diving?
Yes. In the middle part that I never read, the real news part.
Oh.
Like on the metro section, right. The front page was people who really do dive into dumpsters to find food. And they're not like homeless people.
Well, it's good food. Northwest Airlines.
It's a little old, but it's good food.
It's decent.
It's decent.
Clean.
Nice look around cafe.
Northwest Airlines advising its soon-to-be ex-employees to go dumpster diving for good stuff. Northwest Unemployment Manual also contains gems like the money-saving date, take her for a walk in the woods.
If it hasn't had a bite taken out of it.
Some employees feel the manual was a bit insensitive. Northwest paid an outside company to create the manual, which kind of explains why Northwest is out of business.
Buzz?
Yes?
Why do you think they called it a manual?
Bingo, baby. Right.
Why do you think they called it the human race?
It's a man's world. Huh?
I tried that tip with Carrie, the date with the walk in the woods.
Yeah,
wow.
She kept getting away.
She found her way back.
Soylent Green is people.
That's right.
That's right. Thank you.
From my cold, dead hands.
Oh, here's some...
I just wanted to give another Charlton Heston quote.
Here's some breaking news. A federal judge has ordered the Bush administration to suspend its domestic eavesdropping program.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
The judge calls the law unconstitutional and says we are a country without a king. The government's appealed the ruling. We'll keep you posted. I love this story. A killer mutant creature that stalked part of this country for 15 years is now just another roadkill hit by a car while chasing a cat. Whatever it was, it viciously attacked and killed other animals, including a Doberman and a Rottweiler. It only weighed about 45 pounds, but ask anyone who saw it, alive or dead, they'll say it's like nothing they've ever seen before.
What is it?
It was evil, evil looking, says one man.
Buzz, what was it?
We don't know.
I know.
Huh? It had a horrible stench. I will never forget, says one man.
What?
Maybe.
What?
How about this? Maybe it was a...
Kevin, K-Fed,
is the DVD in the bus?
Huh? My jaw hurts.
What?
Brittany.
Did you hear that man on the radio? Hey, time travel possible?
Maybe, Brittany, it was a wolf dog.
Mm-hmm.
That's a rare hybrid that turns up now and again. But people saw it alive, and those who saw the carcass say it looked more like half dog, half rodent. It had the face of a rat with long, curved fangs. Another man said it looked like something out of a Stephen King story. And like any good Stephen King story, this one takes place in Maine. Turner, Maine, and other towns nearby.
Well, you got a lot of forests up there where animals can hide.
Ted Turner. Oh.
So as they said, the creature died this week while chasing a cat, or did the cat lead the creature into the path of that car? There's a lot we'll never know.
Cats are smart.
Wildlife and animal control officials refused to respond to the call.
What am I saying? Cats are stupid.
Vultures ate most of the carcass. Stay tuned for our upcoming story about giant vulture rats.
Carcass.
Hey, what do you want? Push the red switch down. I'm looking for this girl. Yeah.
Wolfman.
Oh,
American Graffiti.
Oh, okay.
Richard Dyer. Buzz said something about a wolf.
A wolf dog.
Wolf
Can I ask
dog.
You a question?
Yes, sir. You want a popsicle? A dreamsicle.
That's popsicle, isn't it?
I think it's popsicle.
They are orange, though,
yeah.
And they are melting in Wolfman Jack's refrigerator.
You want a popsicle? Oh, no, Wolfman not here right now, baby. You gonna dig him to the day you die, baby.
Have a popsicle. The icebox just broke down and melted all over the place. You want one?
No. Thanks. Listen.
Have a popsicle.
Are you the Wolfman?
No, man. I'm not the Wolfman.
Have a popsicle.
Wait a minute.
Who is this on the Wolfman telephone?
Diane.
How you doing, Diane?
All right.
That's the Wolfman.
Can you help me?
He's on tape. The man is on tape.
Hey, you love
well,
me.
You see, Dick Dreyfuss didn't realize.
Where does he work?
He was actually talking to Wolfman Jack.
That's how they made the Wolfman and the radio DJs somewhat magical. Big mistake.
Yeah. Huge mistake.
Can't live up. We are nothing magical mistake. About us, no. That's for sure.
I don't know. Robert Jones was magical.
Robert Jones.
Reports surfaced this week about a private meeting in which President Bush expressed frustration with the Iraqi government and its people for not showing greater support for the U.S. mission in their country.
What time are we going to the Harley dealership?
I saw.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
Sadly, 3,500 Iraqis who might have been supportive have died in the last month, which is a new record, by the way.
I'm frustrated.
The president was really saying he wishes that more Iraqis in and out of government would get on board this mission.
Hey, President Bush, where's that stealth DVD?
Stealth DVD ain't here.
Is it on the bus?
It's on the bus.
Excuse you. Bless you, Rob.
Sorry, Mr.
You know, when I have a one-syllable answer to give and you sneeze, that don't really work too well.
That's you.
These the walls are shaking. How that boy can sneeze?
Where's the stealth DVD?
You ever seen Back to the Future? Is that really possible?
I am curious. Well, the president had heard about the 10,000 Iraqis who took to the streets recently to demonstrate against the U.S. At the luncheon,
K-Fed.
At the luncheon this week, Mr. Bush also expressed frustration with, mark these words, the lack of progress in Iraq.
There is a lack of progress.
Publicly, he's still staying the course.
You can say progress, not a frog, it's progress.
Come on now.
All right.
Gay discharges up 10%.
Oh.
Homo.
I don't want to hear about gay discharges.
Yes, you do.
No,
as soon as we come back.
Whoa.
That's what you want to hear.
That's okay, what I great. Say. Discharge them all from the army.
So that's, that discharge. I thought you were talking about getting Homo Joe's underpants.
You decide.
Okay, we'll be right back. Discharge.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Right on.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Oh, yes, hi.
The Don and Mike Show.
There we are.
They will cure your irritable bowel syndrome. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right.
Let's go to Buzz Gurley now. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don O'Mara.
There he is.
Yeah, gay discharges up 10%. The Pentagon discharged 10% more folks for being gay last year compared to the year before.
But we need troops, Buzz.
We do, and translators. A lot of the translating force is made up, for whatever reason, of homosexuals.
Okay, now I'm going to speak in code where I will only be heard by members of the Pentagon.
Ah, very good. Very good.
Fag soldiers equal human shields. Again, fag soldiers equal human shields.
Think about it.
The preceding remarks were designed for comedy purposes and do not really reflect the views of the show or Don Geronimo.
This channel is now closed.
Thank you. 726 soldiers kicked out for telling, usually on MySpace, at Fort Leonard Wood in Missouri.
Don't tell.
Well, you asked.
Don't tell.
You asked.
When are you coming over so I can F you?
Mm-hmm.
At Fort Leonard Wood, gay discharges shot up.
Was that Fort again, Buzz?
That's Fort Leonard Wood, Mike.
Tell me under what rationale that's okay.
Where gay discharges shot up. From 40 in 04 to 60 in 05.
Have you ever said no?
But things, not really. But things have really changed at Fort Campbell, Kentucky.
You can suck this.
7 years ago, fellow soldiers at Fort Campbell beat to death a guy they thought was gay. Last year, 49 gays were just asked politely to leave. New data shows the Army has the most, the Marine Corps the fewest, the Navy was ranked second, the Air Force number 3.
Now, of course, that was a joke about the gays, but really that's what we should do with our illegal immigrants
mm-hmm.
and certain female members of our society.
Don't tell.
Just make them HSs.
Human shields.
Human shields. Congratulations, you've been promoted to HS5.
What's up, guys?
Oh, that's not right.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, Mike, he would be front line. I mean, like...
secret weapon.
He'd be one of the guys getting off the boat and saving Private Ryan. In my world...
You see the bullets bouncing off his head.
You'll be all right.
Those big amphibious boats landing over in Deutschland. And
what's up, guys?
Those things open up, those big, gigantic garage door openers open up, and out come like a million Tom Gavins and Super Daves.
Beware!
All you see is 500 walking canes.
Very scary.
Norfolk Naval Station in Virginia, by the way, is apparently the third gayest base in the armed forces.
Homo!
It discharged 35 people for gayness last year, accounting for one-fifth of all... naval discharges.
Who will win the gayest base?
You're trading sex for alcohol and cigarettes.
Yes, ma'am.
But you know, I've been to that base.
Yes,
and the decorating is impeccable.
It really is nice.
Just gorgeous.
It's nice. 2 years ago, NASCAR fans were courted by Republicans. They bonded on issues like abortion and gay marriage. So in the 2004 elections, most NASCAR fans voted Republican. And NASCAR driver Jim Burton says, quote, "This is a very loyal fan base. When they get behind you, you have to do some really, really bad stuff to lose that."
Is it Jeff Burton?
Maybe I mistyped it. Is it? I think it's
Jeff Burton.
Jeff Burton.
His father was a better driver anyway.
Jeff Gordon, anyway. But Jim Burton.
Richard Burton.
Jeff Burton.
I can't go bowling with you, Ralphie boy.
Richard's kid.
Ralphie boy, I only want left side tires.
Norton. Anyway.
Ralphie boy, it's tight off 10, 2, it's loose, it's getting away from me, Ralphie boy.
I can't go driving with you, Jeff.
Jim, Burton says, when they get behind you, you have to do some really bad stuff to lose that support. Well, mission accomplished. A new poll shows that more than half of all NASCAR fans now think the country is on the wrong track, and that more than a third of them plan to vote Democrat in the next election.
Hey, wrong track. That's like a racing joke.
They're exactly. Now, they're still mostly Republican, the NASCAR fans are, but they are not happy. They point to the war in Iraq, turmoil in the Middle East, and, of course, gas prices.
You know what makes everything right, though?
One.
Junior win the cup.
Junior in
a
cup.
Junior in a cup.
Oh, Junior.
Yeah, okay.
Junior.
I tell you what, man, I ate a crunchy old booger eyes and gone, Dale, Junior.
But the Republicans aren't the only ones taking a beating or giving one. In Ohio, Democrat for Congress Stephanie Studebaker is in trouble for beating her husband.
What's her name?
Stephanie Studebaker.
Oh, I see. All right.
She's in trouble for beating her husband, and she's in trouble for beating him. And the other way around.
Wow.
Anyway, police...
Bizarro Rob Spiewak world.
Police say both of them are black and blue, the candidate and her husband. She has been forced to withdraw from the race after being arrested on domestic abuse charges.
Stephanie Studebaker. Stupid bigger.
We both drank too much before the show today.
Are
you drunk?
We're not enough.
Hello.
Stephanie Jessica Baker.
Effing idiot. You effing idiot.
Aw, oh, come on. What do you think of Jessica Baker, really?
You effing C-word.
Dr. Phil, that sucks.
Very come on, nice. What do you think of her?
Slut? No. Gay?
Hey, cut it out.
I won't have that.
Talk about, she's coming in tomorrow. What do you think of Jessica?
Bless her heart, she can't add two and two, but she got a great body, and I'm taking her home.
Shut up. Can't argue with him there. AOL is digging...
What I need to do here is have me a bunch of affairs.
AOL is digging for gold, and that's not a reference to nose-picking geeks. AOL won nearly $13 million in court last year from a guy who spammed their customers with millions of junk emails. As it turns out, he's a neo-Nazi who changed his own name so he wouldn't feel Jewish anymore.
Oh.
AOL hasn't gotten a dime, not that they need it, God forbid.
How you doing, Rob Stein?
Very good. Thank you,
Rob Stein.
AOL now believes the guy...
Good for you.
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 AOL now believes this guy has his fortune in gold and platinum bars buried at his parents' house in Medford, Massachusetts. AOL has just gotten a court order allowing it to dig up the yard to literally... dig for gold.
Wow.
More tales of lawyers, guns, and money when we continue.
Oh, all right, Buzz. For goodness sakes. What clock are you looking at? Do you have more time or...
I thought I would save it for the other side.
Oh, you have more time?
Just a little more time here.
Well, good
I thought
for
I would
you.
Subtract it from here and maybe add it to the
all
next
right.
one.
Right.
Now we've just had this banter and we've used it all up.
Yes.
We have.
What a shame.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Good for you. You know, I have to go.
Have a cigar for me.
I have to go. I'm going to a party tonight.
Oh,
good. See you tomorrow, everybody.
Well, enjoy
leaving tonight. Everybody else here to just clean up the mess.
Good for you.
Fix the microphone, will you?
A party?
A party.
A party.
Oh, good
for you.
There's a party in my pants.
Everybody's
coming.
Right.
We'll see you later.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive.
Really,
the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. They understand the art of the bunt. Don and Mike.
This segment of Buzzy's News brought to you by Cox Communications, your friend in the digital age, Cox. Give them a call, 703-480-6222 to order. And now with our last segment of Buzzy News is Buzzy himself.
Oh, thanks, Mike. The devil's having his way with a lot of Christians when it comes to internet pornography. ChristianNet, apparently the most visited Christian site on the web, surveyed its visitors. It found that 50% of the men and 20% of the women say they're addicted to internet pornography.
Who isn't, Buzz?
60% of the Christian women said they have significant struggles with lust.
Yeah, baby.
20% of the 1,000 people surveyed said they have sinned in the past year in a sexual way.
Oh, and I think they're being generous.
How do you draw the line between addiction and enjoyment?
Ah, addiction is enjoyment.
There's
Rob.
A line?
Trust me, I've known that for a million years.
In sports, it had to happen with poker being such a big hit. Prepare yourself for the strip poker championship.
Yay!
It began as an April Fool's gag. Now it's the world's biggest strip poker contest. That's the only poker you play.
Isn't
I hardly
it?
Knew her.
Hey.
In London this weekend, 200 players vying for the Golden Fig Leaf Trophy, pile of cash.
I play a lot of poker.
And a spot in the Guinness Book.
I just strip.
That's a bad spot.
I'm a poking stripper.
And finally, shots were fired from a vehicle near the White House yesterday, and the Secret Service arrested a former NBA player.
I heard about that.
Lonnie Baxter, who played for the Washington Wizards, among others, was picked up around 2:30 a.m. in a white sport utility vehicle.
Huh?
Quoting a Secret Service spokesman, there were spent shell casings in
what?
The vehicle.
Did he travel food through time?
Yes, he did, Britton.
Hey, Fed.
Baxter was drafted by the Bulls in 02, second round. He wound up in Charlotte after a trade with Houston. He's now headed for some team in Italy. And before we go...
That was an impression of a Britney burp.
Good job.
Very nice.
Before we go, this reminder, you cannot say pimp my anything without the express written consent of Viacom. The company that owns MTV and so much more says it owns the rights to the words pimp my, as in pimp my ride. If you don't believe this, ask the snack food junkies who run pimpmysnack.com. They've been forced by Viacom's lawyers to change their name to pimpthatsnack.com. Any money Viacom makes off the words Pimp My will, of course, be immediately forwarded to the African-American neighborhood where the phrase was born. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzzy.
Tomorrow on the show, Jessica Baker, she's coming here. The Fartleys will try to get a functioning phone for Patton Oswalt, and the Friday favorite will be here also. Do you have to read something now?
Yes, I want to invite all listeners on WJFK to stay tuned for a live report from our own Joshua Tree, from the Prince William County Fair.
Very good. Looking forward to it. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you.
Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Let's get out of here. Good luck, Joshua Tree. How the hell they worked that into that?
I don't know.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show. Thank you.